You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No!
What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
Oh my God. Anyways, fucking cocksucker.
We're good, man. We're good.
She said hit the fucking space bar.
That was to test the sound.
Motherfucker.
Happens, bro.
Look, I blame women.
I know you want to blame me, but not this time.
It's not your time. So we got the sound. You can take the first fucking...
We got it, man. We're rolling.
Whatever. All right, so here's the thing. You might have noticed that somebody's not here tonight.
Mm-hmm. By the lack of gravitational pull in the room right now. And the seat is very low. It's much lower than the others. Anyway.
Chris Scopo, who I love dearly, mm-hmm. we all love,
yep.
has decided that... it is in his best interest to kind of take to go and be a comic, go do his thing. He's got a lot of stuff going on in his life right now.
Yeah.
And
the time investment of working on this show
is significant. Don't fucking mess up my speech. I don't know what fucking Adderall you took today, but I'm giving a speech. And when Bobby gives speeches, you let the speech, no matter how boring the speech is.
The Hindu backs down?
Yes. Not the Hindu backs down. You let the speech go.
Okay. You're right. You want some music? You want some...
I would love some music. Do we have any music? Some sad music? Because I'm very sad. I'm very sad.
His farts must have been crazy.
Remember when he wore this hat?
Aww.
Yeah.
Remember when he wore this hat? And he put it on, his little perfect hair? He ruined his hair for us?
Yeah.
Chris Scopo has... decided to move on to not greener pastures. There's probably actually no food at all in the pasture he's going to. But he's moving on to another pasture that's
equally green.
He's going on to do his own thing. He's going on to he left the show. Like many people before him have left the show.
Ebbs and flows.
And you think they're going to be there forever, right, Bob?
No, I know you're going to leave. I can't wait till you two leave. I wish it was you two instead of Chris. You know I'm joking, right?
Yeah, I know. No, I get it.
How do you know? Anyways, I'm sad because Chris has been here for a long time.
It feels like someone died.
Well, he booked the show for a long time. He took over for Kelly Fastilka.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Bobby.
Hey.
We got her input later as well.
The worst Australian accent I've ever heard.
Yeah.
And, you know, I remember him as a fat-butted boy. Mm-hmm. Met him at comics. And he took over Kelly's job. And I remember when he first started the job, he was fucking, man, so stupid and dumb. He didn't know what he was doing. And when he left, he was the same. He was, come on, you can't put out the waters?
But I did put out the waters.
Not you, him. Oh, you're just as dumb as him with tits. I'm kidding.
I can't say
that anymore, right?
No.
I'll get in trouble. No. Of course, I love the kid. He's a great kid, loyal as a motherfucking...
Very.
As a soldier.
Mm-hmm.
I love him still. And he helped the show get to the next level.
Yeah.
And he was always there for you. And I'm always there for him now.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll be on the show. Not a lot. But he'll be on the show once a year.
Wow.
Once every 3 years.
Okay.
Oh, you meant the other way.
That's impressive.
No.
Once a year?
He'll be back.
Yeah.
He'll be back on, but he'll be back on as a guest, which would be weird.
That's a big step
like
up.
Like when Kelly came back on as a guest.
Yeah.
And I wish she was an intern again because she was funnier. No, I'm kidding.
Kelly got way funnier.
She has bigger boobs.
Kelly got way funnier after she left the show.
I think what happens with this show, sometimes you need to go.
Yeah.
When you're a comic, sometimes you got to go take off. You know, the ideas run out. It just becomes a thing that you do because he's such a good guy.
Yeah.
And he's got a lot going on right now, and I wish him the best. Chris Scopo, I love you, buddy.
Love you, brother.
And God bless you and whatever other thing you do in life. And I want to rest the...
We're going to retire a mic.
We're going to retire the mic tonight, the Scopo mic.
It's going to unretire next week, but we're
actually,
for this week.
He retired it when he sat at it 3 years ago. He retired that microphone. That's like a brand new mic.
Unused, basically. We can sell this as new on eBay.
Yeah, that's. It's never been used. We're gonna actually put this over Chris Scopo's mic.
Hold it like the American
flag. We're going to take a moment of silence.
R.I.P.
Put it over there, please. We'll put the... we'll put this over Christopher's mic. Christopher P. Scopo. Is that his middle name? Christopher J. What's his middle name? Christopher...
No idea.
N. Scopo.
I think that's Mike.
Wow.
Sorry.
You're going to get in trouble tonight.
I might.
Christopher Scopo, we love you. We admire you. And we will see you again someday soon. Moment of silence for Chris Scopo, everybody.
Should I turn the AC off before we do
Moment of silence.
Oh, whoops. Sorry.
All right, that's enough.
That was the shortest moment of silence I've ever heard.
Can you close up on his microphone? See, usually when somebody's, you know, the close up on the speech and then you move on when we start, you'll learn the fucking video.
I gotcha.
Yeah. Oh, I hate you already. No, I'm kidding. Okay. I love you, baby.
Love you,
so, Chris Scopo, there you go, buddy. Deepu's sitting on the show today.
Yeah, man.
Out from behind the video, we got Lauren, a.k.a. Festuca Deuce.
Well, did you want to do the segment we planned for Scopo?
What is that?
10 things I like about Scopo.
This is a very good idea. Yeah, I would like to. We wanted to talk about the Scopo. Not ten bad things. Ten things we liked about Scopo. And if you're in the chat room and you have something about Scopo that you liked,
absolutely chime in.
Please chime in. Here we go. Some more sad music. Is this happy music or sad?
This is all sad.
Oh, all sad, because it's a sad day.
Hashtag sad.
Hashtag sad Scopo. Hashtag crying fat ass.
All right, so one thing I liked about Scopo was that he was a real New Yorker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of people, like, when I'm doing comedy in New York City, I meet a lot of people that pretend to be New Yorkers.
Yeah.
Pretend to, like, fucking get it.
Yeah.
That was not the case with him. He was, we're on the same page in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
You know, like, if either of us saw cocaine at a party, we wouldn't, like, shit our pants. We're like, yeah, that's fucking cocaine.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, he was a tough, hard New Yorker.
Yeah.
Cocaine didn't scare him. One thing I liked about Scopo, if you needed him, he'd be there.
Yeah. Yeah.
As long as it wasn't comedy-wise.
Or technology.
Like, funny. Like, or technology. Or, no.
Analog. Anything.
He was there for me.
Yeah.
Anytime I needed that kid. I mean, yeah. He killed my lawn twice. God, he fucking murdered my lawn. But he was there for you anytime you needed him. Lauren?
Yeah, you got anything?
He always knows, like, all the neighborhoods and where to eat and the good places.
He knew the good places to eat.
He always knew the good places to eat.
What was his favorite
place? Are you talking
about
me?
No, he knew what. He took me to Donut Pub. You didn't take me to Donut Pub.
Baby, I took him there.
But, but
fucking,
I like Scopo because he took me to Donut Pub.
But that's through me. He didn't. He wouldn't even know it existed. He grew up here. I found it in fucking 8 days of living here.
But he took me.
It's me. I'll take you.
First.
I'll take you. I can't eat it now.
He will take you to Donut Pub.
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
What are you going to do when I'm hot again?
Oh, God.
Talk about that later.
Yeah.
What are you going to do when I'm hot again?
I don't know. We'll see.
What are you going to get?
I'll take my chances.
Go ahead.
Another thing I like about Scopo is that he probably knew someone that died in 9/11.
That's just...
It's likable.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the guy.
I bet he didn't. One thing I like about Scopo, another thing.
Yeah.
Oh, one thing I like about Scopo. Mm-hmm. We should do this every week, by the way.
Yeah.
That's my favorite thing ever. One thing I liked about Scopo is anytime you said you're hungry, he'd go, I could eat. And he would eat. Yeah.
That's big.
Yeah.
He would eat a dozen wings.
Yeah, just eat.
Like half an hour.
Yeah. Yeah. And then go to the gym, and it did literally nothing. He would just get bulkier.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you got, Lauren?
He was a really good parallel parker. He parallel parked my car really good.
Just a slut from Jersey. He parked the car well.
He said, that's impressive. You like a guy who parked
my God.
The car.
I fell in love with your father because he could parallel park like no other.
He's a good driver, good parker, and he knows all the spots in New York.
Him. Go ahead.
I like Scopo because he got a bachelor's degree from Sacred Heart University.
I like Scopo. One thing I like about Scopo.
Yeah.
Is I like that. I like that he never shaved the back, that hair right above his asshole. Yeah. On the back, he just left it. You know what I mean? That takes fucking some.
In the tramp stamp area?
Yeah, he had a tramp stamp made of hair. And I like that because that showed, you know, like, I don't care. Yeah. You know? I don't care.
I agree.
I mean, you know, it's just he left that little patch of ugh. So anytime he'd pick up something in the studio, I'd have to look over and just see that hobbit ass.
Well, you don't have to look, Bob.
Well, says you. You had a father growing up. Go ahead.
I like that Scopo. He really knows everyone. He'll introduce you. He's got balls. He'll go up to anyone. He'll introduce himself. I've seen him. He's good with girls, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's shows like he'll have like four women in the audience there to see him.
Yeah, like, yeah.
He finds people on Bumble, and he gets them to the shows.
Yeah,
guys, that's not... I mean, anybody could do that. It's Bumble, okay? When I did it, you did it with confidence and magic. Okay? Yeah. I got pussy with fucking stories. I didn't go on my phone. I could get fucking 9 chicks down here, too. Put a all clip right. of Louie up. Hey!
Yeah.
I'm sorry. No, it's things that we like about him. Yeah, maybe that's not what I like about him, but what do you got, Deepa? One more thing.
Sorry, my thing stuttered 1 second. He's currently in Joe List's old apartment.
I like that. Are you switching cameras at all? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, Deep was talking and you're on my side fat.
Sorry.
Fuck!
He's also responsible for the funniest opening shot of YKWD I've ever shot.
What is that?
It was an episode Mike Brown was on, actually, like in the old studio.
Yeah.
I had this sliding track shot.
Yeah.
And I told Scopo to wait.
Yeah.
Before he runs into the shot.
Yeah.
And he just waddles in front of it.
Oh, he really did a lot of waddling. Didn't he do a lot of waddling?
No, yeah. He walked very slow.
Ah!
Yeah.
I wish this was things I hate about Scopo. We could literally do the whole show without anybody tonight. One thing I love about Scopo, the last thing I'll talk about tonight, the one thing I loved about Scopo.
Okay.
I'm out.
Aww.
I'm out. I got nothing. No, I'm kidding. The one thing I loved about Scopo was how much he loved doing the show.
Yeah.
Yep.
He really loved doing YKWD. Every week he loved being here, being a part of it. And
I got a letter from Kelly Festuca, actually.
Oh, let's read it real quick before we bring the guests up. Let's read it real quick.
Okay. Well, she wrote me a fucking essay. All right.
Because she does that to everybody.
Yeah. I don't know.
Kelly, I had to tell her stop texting me. Call me. I'd rather have this on a conversation. It would go quicker than reading your fucking monologues.
Yeah. She wrote me 2 chunks. I'm gonna read the first chunk.
Read a chunk.
Okay.
Especially coming from Kelly.
Do you have a better chunks. Australian accent than I do?
Hello.
No, you read it. It's funnier when you don't have a good one.
Hello.
What the fuck? Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, that's like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Go ahead.
We should have had Jason Chatfield today.
I know Scopo hates hearing this, but when the show started to get bigger and I needed help, Scopo was my first choice to ask if he would like to be involved and be part of the YKWD team. I never knew he would fuck up as much as he did. But I did ask him. Because he was a good dude, who worked hard, and he worked his guts out. It's no secret that he and I battled, and I wanted to kill him a lot, but his intentions were always in a good place.
Are you English? I don't know what
you are. I changed territories.
Are you like...
I have very limited range.
Early American, like 1920s. Hello, lovely. Come in.
I wish Chris all the best, success, and happiness.
Yeah.
As I hear he's moving on from the show... Definitely know that making a decision is an incredibly hard one. It was for me.
She actually just talks about herself. That's what I realized this is.
Yeah, she's a comic. It was for me. Yeah. I would like to come back and fill my shoes.
She's actually back in town.
Yeah.
Right. She just appears out of nowhere in robes like Obi-Wan Kenobi. Gives me advice. It's weird. Anyway, I'm going to just skip a bunch here and just go, good luck, you dirty queen's piece of trash. Love you, Bob. See, it makes about you at the end.
Of course she should. She knows how to fucking get back on the show.
Miss you guys, Kelly.
All right. Well, there you go. Chris Scopo. His
served
mic,
honorably.
His mic there. We were retiring this mic tonight in order of Chris Scopo. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
You will be missed, brother.
We have a great show tonight. We must move on very quickly.
Imagine if we didn't move on because Scopo is not here.
If I just shut it down.
Yeah, you're like, it's not worth it.
It's not worth it. So what would we do with this desk?
I don't know, man.
Dude, we'd have to saw this fucking thing apart. That painting. Oh, God, there's so much shit up here. I would like to... we have a beautiful show tonight. I had another thought, but we have a great show tonight. I'm very excited about tonight's show because, first of all, we have Oscar's on the couch who's hanging out, who's a friend of mine from San Antonio, Texas, now living here, going to journalism school. He's a tech guy. He's doing a podcast with Deepu.
Yep.
What's the podcast called again?
It's called Geeks of New York.
Geeks of New York, which I love. And you guys should do an episode up here one time. I'd love to see that.
Yeah, we'd love to. Our video would be way better if we shot it in here.
Yeah, you should do it up here. Yeah. So let's introduce some of these guests right now. Come on, sit down, guys.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. So, Lauren, introduce the guests.
Brandon, I have you in that seat, the far one over there. As far away from you as possible, please. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, we retired this microphone. Where's the thing? Put that on there.
Sorry.
This Chris Scopo's microphone is retired. It's actually... Put it over the mic, please. Put it over the mic. Over the mic. That mic is retired for tonight. You sit right there at Chris's mic. It's retired, but just for a couple seconds.
Yeah, sure.
We got to introduce everybody, please.
Sure. Right in front of me, we have Brandon Collins.
Hey,
boys and girls.
What's up?
Good to have you back, buddy.
Yeah, good to see you, dude.
Wow, you're dressing real ghetto.
Yeah, I'm stepped it up a little bit.
What happened? What'd you get a talking to from Chris?
Oh, no, I'm getting married now, so I got to like step up my maturity.
Is she black?
She's Puerto Rican. But she looks black, though. She looks black, though. Shut up, Mike.
Black.
Who else we got?
To his left, we have regular YKWD-er Mike Brown.
Yo, 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 what's up, y'all? I'm back, man, real quick. Blip, blip, blip. You know what it is, man. Put some urban on the show.
Well, I mean, he...
you know what, daddy?
But... he just called himself daddy. So.
Yeah, but he just... You called him a regular. You should call him a regular,
They're
too.
Both regulars.
No,
both.
Laura, you can't take this shit back. Now,
right.
I'm glad I can't see your face.
Okay.
And we got another special guest coming up. She's not here yet.
Yep, Judy Gold's on her way. She's going to text me when she gets
here. Well, I was going to make it a surprise. God, you're the fucking wow.
Great tease, Lauren.
Why don't you just go sit at Scopo's seat?
This will be Judy Gold's first appearance on the show, I believe, right?
Yes. I don't know. It's gonna. Let me tell you, when she comes in, it's going to be fucking crazy. All right, I'm just warning you now. Do you know Judy?
No.
You know Judy?
I'm so excited.
Who knows? Raise your hand if you know Judy.
I know who she is.
Have you met her?
No.
Okay.
I haven't met you. I'm so excited.
All right.
Big fan.
Here we go. It's going to be crazy. She's going to scream. She's going to yell. Mm-hmm. She might bite, but she's one of the sweetest people I know.
Oh, that's why Deepu put me at the end. Thank you, bro.
Yeah.
Nerds protect nerds. Who else do we got over here?
We got Stavi Baby.
Hello, everyone.
Stavi Baby, who accidentally showed up today.
He
was here. We were doing. Yeah. We had to film some videos. I did a lot today. I'll tell you that right now. I woke up this morning. I started writing. I came into work. I did therapy. Came down here. Made a million phone calls. Took care of like fucking 20 different things. Mm-hmm. And then I came down here. I met you. Did the videos for the tour for the Laugh Button.
True Story Tour.
Which is Michigan this weekend.
Oh shit.
Yeah, we're going to Michigan this weekend. We're doing a bunch. What's the dates we got over there?
Where in Michigan are you going to be at?
I'm going to tell you right now. See, I threw it over to him. Now I'm going over there so he has time. So here we go. Here's Judy Gold coming up right now. Let me get this out of the way. Attention, Fantasy Football Football League Commissioner. It's time to restore the position of commissioner to its former glory by giving the people what they want. A fresh start with the new leagues featured at DraftKings.com. You can play 1 week private contest with your friends whenever you want. No more breaking up fights over free agents or smoothing over petty grudges. No more listening to your league mates complain about their draft day bust or worrying about that number one running back has become a part of a running back by committee. Shake things up. Take the reins and start a new league. A-League.
It's like Mel Kiper's first day at ESPN. Whoops, sorry.
Oh, God.
This is for money, Deepu.
He's swinging.
This is money. Don't fuck up a reed.
We've had him for years. They love us. Hey, Judy's here.
No, that's not how it works.
Sorry, buddy.
Oh, man.
I was trying to get the reed in before Judy came up to show us some respect. Sorry, Judy. Sit down. Right in the. You're right across from me, baby.
I have respect
for you right now. All right, now, can I just finish this? I'm going to feed this Reed real quick, all right?
Baby.
I love you.
Baby.
All right, let's shake things up. Take the reins and start a new league. A league where you and your friends get to pick a new team each week. Each week you want to play, you just pick a new team. How amazing is that? That's why I love DraftKings. It's not this whole long season, and everything's on one big thing at the end. Every week you pick a new team. Okay, listen, here, it's not too late, all right? It's not too late to save the season. All you have to do is this. Mm-hmm. Go to your friends at DraftKings. That's it. DraftKings. Don't wait. Hurry up. DraftKings.com and save your season. Set up your league today. Your friends will thank you for everything that you do for them when you go there and set up a new league. Enter promo code Kelly. Play for free. That's right. Free. F-R-E-E. Capitals. Exclamation. For a bang. With your first deposit. That's Kelly to play for free at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See the website for details. And join us. Hey, baby. How are you?
You know, my son, both of them are obsessed with this NFL draft crap.
Yeah, well, it's crazy. And here's the thing is that I thank God I have a 3-year-old to not obsess over this.
Oh, you just wait.
Why?
You just wait.
What are you talking about?
You wait till the 3-year-old gets older.
Oh, yeah, I don't give a shit.
I'll like be 67.
I had a kid when I was 43. I'll be 67. I'll be in a chair going, drooling into Cheez-Its.
My father was 48 when he had me.
Is your mic on? Can you help her with a mic?
Yeah,
make sure that's right.
Yeah, why don't you adjust that?
Oh, be nice to me. All right, talking
well,
to
I
it.
Well, I can't hear a fucking thing.
I can't really hear you.
All right, we can't hear anybody?
Oh, great. Great. I get out here and there's no fucking mic.
There it goes.
Hey, baby.
How's that? Better?
Yeah, bitches. Was that better? It's exclamation, not exclamation.
No, but I said it as a character that would say exclamation.
Oh, okay.
So don't ever fucking tell
don't
me what my...
Don't tell me what
don't
to
tell
do.
Me how to
you
put my process.
You don't fucking tell me. I'll talk German.
Listen. Listen.
Hi, honey.
Hi,
boo boo baby boo boo.
I'm gonna fucking bite you. We, what were we talking about? Oh, DraftKings. Well, listen, I went into my cigar place this morning, up near my house, which it was kind of weird for me for a minute because I go there and it'd just be like, you know, all these alpha males smoking and I'd show up with my little computer writing jokes. Hi, guys. But now I kind of like it. I went up there this morning and they were fucking, that's all they were talking about. And they're fighting like, you cheated. And it's like, how the fuck do I cheat on fucking fantasy football? You picked the, and it's like, well, you guys are fighting about
how old are
you're fighting
people?
About a game that doesn't exist.
No. How old are they?
They're 40, 50, 60.
Oh, God.
You see the same shit if you play games online and stuff like that. So.
But here, I know. But here's the thing with this, why I kind of do like it. I like this fantasy thing because it makes people not so invested in one team where it's like, fuck you if you don't like the Miami Dolphins.
Right.
You kind of, they like all teams now because they take players from each team. You know, everybody wants Brady, of course.
There was an article in the Washington Post yesterday. Yeah. About how the viewership for the NFL has gone way down.
Yeah,
did you read that?
Yeah, because of like the injuries and like the and it's just not fun
and
anymore.
Like all
really?
And it's not fun.
People say it's just not entertaining. I mean, you can if you want to watch violence, you can watch UFC and all.
Or hockey.
Oh yeah,
but hockey's not violent anymore either. They took the fighting out.
What are you talking about? They fight all the fucking time.
They don't show it. The camera will go to the fucking whatever.
I don't understand the fighting in hockey.
Why?
Yeah, it's weird.
What
it's
is
like a
it?
Duel.
You're playing a game and then you beat the... All right, you're designated beat the shit out of that designated beat the shit out of person.
Okay, listen to me.
Yeah.
All right. So you got... I'm going to explain it to you, okay?
Explain?
So I am. I'm going to explain.
Okay.
So you got a guy. You got a little guy like
right.
Deepu, right?
Right.
Knows how to fucking like do all the technical stuff, plug the wires in. I got a guy like Mike, big guy, comes up with little Stavros, Greek little killer, and they start fucking, they start making fun of my little nerd guy, and then they come in, they push him into the wall.
Deserves it.
I'm gonna come over and go, motherfucker, smash him in the face. You don't fuck with my little Indian kid.
Hate crime.
Is this how hockey works?
You should write like hockey for dummies. That would be really
and then he's gonna go fuck you, and then we're gonna fight. And they're going to let that shit. I'm protecting my little guy.
Are we playing hockey in this scenario?
What?
Because you just said that he was just doing technical shit and that we jumped him. Like, is hockey in the scenario at all?
Well, here's the thing. When you got, we got Wayne Gretzky, who's a goal scorer, who has finesse. He's not a tough guy. He's but he can spin around, do all the shit, score goals. Yeah. As the big motherfucker, you're going to go and take that little prick out.
Enforcer.
And if you you go and you touch my fucking guy, I'm going to let you know that I will fucking rock your world.
Yeah, I'm like Sidney Crosby in the situation.
If you touch a, if you touch the goalie, if you go in and fuck with the dude, you could, if you fuck with the goalie, the game's over.
Okay, but Henry, my older son, said they all
know. You
named
your kid Henry. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Would you have him? How old is he? 40? That's the laugh he should have. Henry, mama, you're so funny.
You know, a lot. Go ahead. He calls me mommy. Anyway,
you make him.
Fuck! I don't think my mic's. Oh yeah.
Oh, it's on. I had a. I put a Judy condenser.
Shut the fuck up. He told me that they know who they're gonna beat up, like who the beat up people are. Like they know before. Yeah. These are the people who you're gonna beat the shit out of.
Yeah.
It's all planned out. Yeah.
They know. Oh, shit.
It's like a duel for their honor.
I don't
almost
fucking get it. Like, I like tennis.
Tennis is cool.
Tennis is cool.
Tennis is good. Basketball's awesome.
That's my favorite one.
That's my favorite. My son's getting recruited.
Women's volleyball is pretty hot.
Yeah.
Your son's getting recruited for what?
For college basketball.
Are you sure?
Yeah, and he's 15.
That's amazing.
He's a sophomore. He's 6'5".
Now, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Now, you had a kid, but you didn't have
the
kid.
Oh, here we go with the lesbian.
You're
this
a lesbian?
Lesbian.
Get the fuck out of here! You're a lesbian?
Is it, you know, want to know what's funny about that?
Why do lesbians all have good teeth?
Because...
Like black people. Why?
Because we eat a lot of pussy.
Strange.
Keeps her teeth clean.
I've seen plenty of lesbians with shitty teeth.
It was a joke.
Yeah, not funny. Well, First of all, a lot of people... your listeners do not know that I became a lesbian the minute I finished sucking your dick. Okay?
Touche.
No. No, I remember we had sex. Yes, I've actually done it all.
You've sucked a dick?
Yes, I hated it.
Why?
I don't know. I don't, I love guys. I love them. Right. I just don't want their penises, you know, on me or in
near
my face
you,
or my ass or my junk.
Same.
So,
right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I get it.
I love women. But, so I had one and my ex had one, and then we adopted.
Right.
So she had one, Henry.
Oh, you're talking about children.
But how did you get
your kid?
You
go to a sperm bank.
Okay. But can you pick it?
Yeah, you pick the sperm
you want.
But
can you pick the race? Can you pick the...
Yes!
Like where they're, like Scarsdale instead of Brooklyn?
No, you don't know that. You know,
Oh, do you have to get, like, Jersey City? Like, are you rolling the dice?
Well, I didn't pick anyone like you. Is that what you're trying to... I went... All right, you're going to totally make fun of me. But
I'm not
going to
make fun of you. I want to know something. Before you talk...
I did, yeah.
Before you talk. Did you have... Were you rolling the dice when you got this sperm, or did you have any control over it?
Well, I went to... a very reputable sperm bank.
White.
And no.
As where was it?
It was
Oklahoma.
In Westwood. Yeah. It was right by UCLA.
Oh, was it?
So they collect sperm from, you know, all over. And
it might have been ethnic.
They're usually like, you know, people in graduate school who want to make a little extra.
Right.
And
how much extra?
I think you can make...
It's like $70 a pop.
Really?
I did some research into your...
Just to beat off?
Yeah.
In graduate school.
I've been training for this my whole life.
No,
this is
not
what
to
I
beat off.
This isn't trade school sperm. This is graduate school.
I went to school on scholarship.
I
could fill out a nice application. Yeah.
You graduate?
Let's not get into that. But...
See, I wouldn't pick you.
You didn't graduate?
I didn't get my language credits, but I know Greek.
Wow. Did you graduate or not?
Where'd you go to college?
I went to University of Maryland, Baltimore County.
Did you graduate?
And,
did you graduate?
I did not. No.
Fuck Fuck you.
But I walked,
why would you
I
do
walked
that?
Magna cum laude. I had all I needed was three credits.
How'd you walk
it
if you didn't graduate?
You can't fucking walk magna cum laude.
No, I did. I really did, yeah.
Why?
Did
yeah, you but you don't have a degree.
What was your GPA?
It was 3.9.
And you there's something emotionally
wrong
with you.
No, there 100%
is. You could, now, do you have recurring dreams about filling out those three credits?
Not really, because I don't want to do anything with my degree. I want to do comedy.
I know, but...
Nobody does.
Whatever.
You were so good.
He's not like dumb. He's just like lazy.
You don't have recurring dreams about it.
Well, the whole reason I went to college was because of ethnic guilt. My mom wanted me to go to... She saw me walk. She thinks I graduated. I hope she never listens to this. And that's
so you
it.
You fucking lied to your
Your mother thinks you graduated?
Let's call his mother.
You're taking him on the road.
I'll be a dean at University of Maryland.
Oh, yes. All right. Yeah.
And I'll say hello.
Judy's just fucking... My ears just wiggle. And you screamed. Listen to me. We're not calling his Judy. Would you want to
be a dean? At...
You have a dean voice. Yes.
Listen.
Hi. What's your last name?
Dean Halkius.
Halkius.
Yep.
We're not gonna.
Hello, Ms.
Halkius. I can't believe that you fucking. I can't believe
really,
you
I
lied to your
I
mother.
You
never. You've never ever fucking told me. We've been together for months, and you've
like
never
how, together.
We make love.
Yeah.
And my cigar
shed. He's got a real type.
I have a cigar shed. I like to fuck myself. When I put my fingers in assholes, I want it to look like me.
Now, yeah, go ahead.
Listen.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. So, I mean, your
father?
I mean,
honestly, higher education should
have
been
I don't care what my dad.
Does your father know? Does anybody know in your family?
Yeah, my brothers, my cousin.
They know.
I think my mom kind of has it. She keeps asking when they're going to mail the diploma.
See, I can call up.
She's calling a diploma. That's
the
first problem.
I'm happy to send the diploma.
The degree, whatever.
Oh
yeah.
But the three
did
credits
you get your,
your son didn't complete. We're still
but
waiting.
Here's the thing. I know Greek. I'm fluent in another language. I just didn't. I just thought it was ceremonial more than anything. I don't need a degree.
Wait, that was your major is Greek?
You
majored in Greek?
No.
What'd
the only thing
in?
I was missing, political science and media. The only thing I'm missing is my language credits, but I know a different
like
language.
English? Like what?
No,
he's doing a foreign language.
Greek. But I'm fluent in a different language, so I just figured, for me,
not?
It was good enough. I have all the knowledge that I'm supposed
we
to have.
We have our degrees.
Yeah, but
just hold that.
Yeah,
right
but
there.
That,
I don't care what that
UCB degrees don't count.
Okay.
a black comedy team doesn't count. All right, give us something to piss you off besides Trump or Hillary.
I majored in yes and fuck you. All right, now I just don't understand it. It's just like that's three credits, right?
I don't, dude. Because to
that's
me it's
one
like,
class.
But to me it's like it's not even worth it. It's like what? I have all the knowledge that they're saying I need.
Man, that's that Greek privilege.
So.
Man.
You Greek
don't
privilege.
Get
what, extra fucking onions on your salad?
You need tzatziki, let me know.
Tzatziki.
Hey, did you graduate?
Of course.
What'd you graduate from?
I graduated from Rutgers.
Rutgers?
Mm-hmm. Rutgers. Nice. New Brunswick?
Yeah.
With what?
You like Rutgers?
Yeah, I went to school in Jersey, NJIT.
Where?
NJIT.
Oh, that's a good
yeah,
school.
Yeah, and I would go down to Rutgers.
Yeah, because that's where the body
what did you graduate with?
Well, you're going to make fun of me.
Yeah, that's what the show does. What do you want me to do? All right, we'll talk serious.
No.
What did you? What's your favorite swear word?
That's your go-to serious
yeah,
question?
Yeah, that's what's his name. James Lipton.
Hey.
Jew. Anyway.
She's a Jew.
No, he's a Jew.
No, I know, but you're
whatever.
A Jew. You
I'm
can
a
say
Jew.
Jew.
Yeah, I can say Jew. You
yeah,
can
they
say
can
it.
Say Jew. You can say Jew. He can say Jew. He can say Jew. I can't say
no
Jew.
Way.
Right.
No way.
No, I'm Robert P. Kelly from Boston.
Right.
Yeah, you can't say
I say
no words
Jew,
now.
My show gets shut down. He's very racist. Go ahead.
I think the voice is a little
I graduated with a degree.
In pussy licking.
Well, I had that. yeah. I have a PhD in that. Yeah.
Can I guess?
Yeah, go.
Women's studies?
No!
How dare you?
How dare you?
Hack. You'll never
Deepu.
Deepu just lost
all let's all guess.
Engineering.
Listen.
Guess.
Guess.
Economics.
No. Like, that was my minor. All right, go.
Well, don't tell us then. Don't right, ruin it. Just yes or no.
Psychology.
No.
Good guess.
Engineering.
No.
I will guess right now.
Okay.
Fine art.
Oh, God.
The
well,
art,
you're the closest.
Wait, the art.
English.
Art of art.
Music.
Oh. Music.
You, what, you play an instrument?
Yeah, I play clarinet and piano.
Besides the pussy flute. No.
I play pussy, clarinet, and piano. I played clarinet in Shakespeare in the Park this summer.
Oh, shit.
Listen,
oh, wow.
So what is your instrument, your go-to instrument?
My piano's in my living room.
Wow, you play piano.
Yeah.
And that, can I just say something? They say that if you play the piano, you can go off to any other instrument because that's...
That's
where
the
it
base.
All,
yes,
it
yes,
all,
yes.
All
you can figure it all out
from the piano.
Right.
That's amazing. So you have a piano.
Yeah. Now, I've always had a piano.
Here's the problem. A lot of people don't have
and a degree
in New York City, though. In New York City, to have a piano in your
so
house.
So well rounded.
Right. Even when I lived in LA, I rented a piano.
Oh, wow.
Because that's a hard thing to do. And when you own a piano, you have to make sure you keep a certain amount of money because if that's the saddest thing in the world to me when somebody has to sell the piano.
It's like a pet.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when you're moving and you can't have pets. It's like the same thing.
It's like, imagine if you didn't make this much money where it's like the piano's got to go. Yeah. That's sad.
Yeah.
I mean, she obviously has a space where she can afford to have a piano.
That's my point. Don't unravel my point.
Hipster. No, it takes up a lot of the living room. It takes up a lot of it, but I don't care.
Now, do you play it frequently?
You know, I haven't played it in the past. I get in depressions and I don't play it. But
really?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
I thought that would be the time when you would play it. Like just a
sad...
Yeah,
I love playing it. I love playing it.
Some Christopher Cross.
Yeah, that's what I'm playing. Christopher Cross. I was taking jazz lessons. So I'm actually wanting to play jazz because I studied classical.
Right, cool. Yeah.
So I want to learn how to play jazz.
So now what other instruments do you play?
Clarinet.
Clarinet, because you're gay.
Right.
That's
I don't know if you got the rule. I guess you got the rule book.
Okay, fellas, everybody who's gay, clarinets on this side, guitars on that side. And if you're really straight, drums are in the back.
It's ironic, though, because that's a wood instrument. So you're looking a lot of wood when you're playing that.
That was terrible. Come on.
And you know he, like, thought about
it. A moment of silence for Scopo.
But you know he got excited. Yeah, that's a Scopo bandana tonight. That's the bomb bandana. When you say a bomb, it goes on your
the
microphone.
Chris Scopo Memorial Bomb Bandana.
Well,
Yes.
I remember. It's funny because your career. I look at your career and I love it because you came out stand-up comedy back in the 90s. You were
80s.
You were in the 80s, but the late 80s, early 90s.
Right.
I would say more 90s than 80s.
Well, that's when I started doing. Yeah.
Well, I'm not talking about your open mic days at fucking.
Why don't you? I passed at catch in the 80s.
Yeah, waiters did. But that's when I first saw you.
Right.
And back then, man, I mean, now there's a million women comedians.
Yeah.
And back then there wasn't.
No.
There was very few women.
There's so many, if I think back, that have just quit.
Yeah.
You
like
know,
who?
So many have quit. Lois Bromfield.
Yep.
Valerie Bromfield, her sister, left the business.
Sally Edith Bromfield. Megan Bromfield.
The whole Bromfield. It was just no, but Lois, she doesn't.
Can I just say something,
though?
She should have quit because you're never going to be famous with the last name Bromfield.
Story.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Bromfield. If she did magic, she could. It up for the amazing Bromfield.
I saw this chick recently. Does anyone know her?
Who is
chick?
That?
Nina Conti? Sorry.
No.
Sorry, I didn't go to women's studies.
No.
Oh, I think, have I?
No,
I don't know.
I don't want to bring up new people now. I want to bring up the Bromfield.
Right. So,
who's Bromfield? What's her name? Lois Bromfield?
Right. She wrote on Roseanne, but she was really
Bring up
a big
Lois Bromfield.
80, Lois Bromfield.
On the computer. Yeah,
she's
I want to see
so
what she looks
funny.
Like. Was she funny back then or was she funny now?
No, she's really,
does she,
was really fucking
does she
funny.
Still, does she translate now?
well I she hasn't I like think
you know what,
of,
I mean? If we
what
watch,
about Margaret Smith
I can watch Pryor back then and he's still funny
right,
now
I still think
is
Lois
she,
is funny
is
yes.
she funny so, now
yes Lois Bromfield
Lois Bromfield okay so
Margaret Smith
Margaret Smith
remember
who
she
the
did
fuck is that?
She did a shitload of she is fucking hilarious she did a shitload of Letterman
so Bromfield's not that's when you say it like that when you're saying it like that you really did. You don't think Bromfield's that
no Lois ended up writing for but TV but Margaret
Lois is funny
a,
but Margaret's
Margaret's
really
also really a great Who's look funnier? Up Margaret.
Through the also in
they're
there.
They're both They're both really okay. funny.
Are there any women that you came up with that are still doing it?
Yeah.
Who?
Well, these, like, Carol Leifer was before me.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Susie and Joy were before me. Yeah. They were, like, 3 years before me.
Right.
Wanda was in my class.
Really?
Okay.
When she was married.
Wanda Sykes Hall, her name was.
Yeah, Wanda?
Wow.
Wanda Sykes. Shut up! Yeah. Explanation.
I didn't know.
Is that what you said, Mom?
That wasn't even me being a dick. I really thought you said Wanda. Wanda. Wanda Sykes Hall. She was married to... Who the fuck was she married?
Someone named Hall.
Yeah. That's the way you sound to me all the time.
Madigan. Kathleen Madigan is Kathleen, my class.
Yeah.
Ellen?
No, she was before me.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Got a little list over here.
Cara Bonnet, you guys.
Yeah, we started together.
Phyllis Diller.
Phyllis and I.
Yeah.
I was there the first time Phyllis went on stage.
What was the best thing Lucille Ball ever said to you?
Lick my twat, Junior. Lick my twat.
Lucy.
You don't have Margaret Smith in there?
I don't think the internet does.
Oh, shit.
Well, Margaret was about, you know, I was on Margaret's sitcom.
What was that, Margaret Cho?
Yeah.
What were you on Margaret Cho's?
Let me guess. Her friend.
A Jewish neighbor.
No, I wasn't even Jewish. My name was Gloria.
Really? Gloria what?
Latina?
What?
Like a Latina on the show?
No, Maddie Corman, who's an actor. Yeah. She was in Some Kind of Wonderful as a kid, and then she's now at Lincoln Center Theater. She and I played Margaret's best friends.
Can I ask you a question now? Here's, because I, like, these are young guys in the business.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm kind of a little behind you, but I've been through some of the same experiences.
Yes, yes.
Now, here you come out of the gate, you're doing comedy at a boom, I would say early 90s would be another
Very
one of the
boom,
booms.
Yeah.
And now you come out and you do this thing, you get on a sitcom.
I got an HBO special, the Cable Ace.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I had a good thing.
Good
going.
Run.
Yeah.
And then the run kind of slows down.
No, I
Are you
had,
sure?
Well, I left LA to have a child,
For Henry.
All right, so my ex was pregnant and she said, all right, we can stay in LA,
right?
Or we can move to New York, but you have to make the decision now. Where do you want your children to grow up?
Okay.
And I went back to New York.
Okay, now did your ex have money?
No, we didn't have.
She had no money.
I had the money. I was making a lot of money at the time.
From
stand-up. She's now a multimillionaire, but no, from, you know, I was on a sitcom and then I did another sitcom right after that.
What was the other sitcom?
It was called Blame It on Ernie. It was for UPN.
Right.
All right. See, I knew I liked them, man. Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah. UPN? That's the Black People's Network.
It was.
It's like the CW or something else. It's some other.
And now it's the whitest.
It got really white.
And even the Black people on that CW are white.
It's very, very white.
But I did a lot of.
Prettiest people ever.
Yeah, I did a lot of episodics. I was on Wings. I was on Caroline in the City. I was on all that. Yeah. And my manager,
you're a great actor.
My manager did not want, you know, he fucking hated me for coming back. But then I worked on Rosie for the
show.
Two seasons.
Did you work with Joe Iannetti? One of the writers?
No, he wasn't on yet, I don't think.
He was the first year.
I was
year.
One of the, oh yeah, then I did.
I'm glad one of my best friends made an impression. I'm glad Stavros said impression over my impression.
How long was he there,
because he won't let me have a shot on my fucking show.
Shut the fuck up. But how long was he there?
What's that?
How long was he there?
He was a year until some Jewish writer girl got
I was a producer.
You're a producer?
Yeah, I started as a writer, and then I produced all the human interest to all the non-celebrities.
Okay, here's the deal. Now, the show, that comes to an end. Where are you at then?
I quit.
You quit? Why?
Yes, because I did this thing with Alan King for PBS.
Beautiful Irish guy.
And
shout out to Alan.
He said to me, I wrote for... Ed Sullivan, you need to perform. You can't write for someone else. You can't do it. You can't sell your soul, sort of like that. And Rosie had gotten sick at Caesar's Palace, and I had to go on for her, and I killed. And it was sort of like a, you know, divine intervention.
Hey,
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So you go up and you kill at Caesar's Palace.
I killed 2,000 people.
What happens?
They did a story like, is it all about Eve or is it A Star Is Born? And then I didn't get, you know, they did a couple of pieces, TV pieces on it. But, you know, I don't think Rosie was
happy.
I mean, I think she was glad I, you know, it's.
But instead
it's
of doing
a very precarious.
Well, instead, instead of doing her a favor, going out there, hey, I got you. Don't
well,
worry about it.
Well, she asked me to do it.
Of course,
when
because
I first
but
got
then
there.
It but then it
but and I was
but
it, was the first
but it turned into something for you,
well,
which
it
she
was
didn't.
Just like,
now all of a sudden, it's about
and everyone on the staff was like, "Oh my God, you're so fun!" And
oh,
it was
boy.
Like it wasn't the same. You know, I wasn't.
You
an employee.
You were supposed to be.
You
were
supposed to be kind of like a good filler.
It's like, how could I be? Here, hi, boss, blank, when I just...
Murdered in front of all these
people. Right.
Yeah, but...
Like, but
now...
I don't know... But that was, for me, a thing. Like,
so it was actually a good thing for you.
It was. It was like a sign, you know.
A sign to get
sign
the fuck
from,
out of.
Yeah, to, you know.
Was it a stand?
I loved it. I loved doing now, that, what, but I would... I was the... You know how I like to do spots?
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I had to be... We had to be there at 7:30 in the morning... And have jokes written by like 8.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go, I still live by Stand Up New York. So I would go on first. I would like eat dinner, go on first, and then go home to go to sleep so I could still do stand up.
Now, so after this whole thing happens and you leave Rosie, where do you go from there?
Then I started doing, I started working on a one person show.
Right.
And I knew I wanted to still do stand-up, but I didn't want to do a one-person show. That was my stand-up.
Right.
So I started interviewing Jewish mothers all around the country. And I, with a playwright, we wrote a show based on those interviews. And then that got rave reviews and it toured. And took another 5-6 years to write another show, which I did at the... You know, Daryl Roth Theater here. And then, I don't know.
I want to write a one-man show, and I will you help me do it?
Yeah, that I teach that.
Will you help me?
Yeah, but what do I get out of it?
You get to fucking direct it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
I'll do it.
All right.
What's it going to be about?
I mean, but I don't want you fucking yelling at me like,
more
emotion, you fat fuck.
I don't do that.
All right, I don't know what you do. I'm just saying. Will you do it?
And I wouldn't call you a fat fuck.
I know. That would be the funny part on the show right now.
I feel like
you
I'm
never
looking
do that?
At someone's fucking bank account there. Yeah.
I don't know what
it's your filmography.
Oh, it's a filmography. Well, it's yeah. So I did, you know, I did those two one-person shows, and I've done like theater and.
Well, that's your thing now. I mean, you do comedy, stand-up, and you do these one-woman shows or one-person
right,
shows.
Right, and I did Shakespeare in the Park, and I did a couple of musicals. I did Disaster and Clinton the Musical. I mean,
but you've also done Louis, and you've also done. You're a fucking great act. Louis told me, he's the guy I got to share this episode. While we're on set or whatever, and Judy's in it, and I was like, oh shit, you know, because when you watch your friends, you're like, oh, I gotta fucking lie right now.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to see them and go, hey, good stuff, good stuff. But man, you were fucking great.
But I always,
you were so good.
Thank you. I always take acting. I always took act. Like when I, like you know how comics are like, what the fuck, I can't get any works.
How do we
always
do it? One more
take
time.
Classes.
One more time.
No,
seriously. If you're an actress, you can do this one
all
more
right,
time.
Ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
What the fuck, I can't get any work. What the fuck, this
I say the second time, I'm glad you did it.
Yeah.
It was a little better.
A little better.
Let me try.
Like
what the fuck, I get a work and don't know how to do it. Black people get more.
Whoa.
I added a little more.
I didn't have a racial motivation. information at all. You just added this element.
Remember, Bob, you can't say these words. You can only say white man. That's all you can say.
No, I said it as the character.
So,
the character. So, Judy, you've always acted. You've always done, like, theater stuff, right? Even
well,
when you started,
yeah,
like, stand-up.
I can't. The thing is, I never could get cast. I'm too tall. I'm too this. I'm too that. So I just decided I'm going to write my own shows. But I always take classes. Like, I always, like, in lulls, when you have lulls, you have to work. You have to create.
How about if you're...
You have to do shit when you have time off instead of, like, wallowing in your fucking misery.
Can I ask you a question, though, real quick? How about if you're, like, a Louis C.K., a Chris Rock, a Dane Cook, and an Amy, where there are no lulls? How about if you're lulless? Do you still take classes?
Then Sans shut lull. The fuck up, okay?
Well, you know,
I know, it's so fucking annoying, isn't it?
Only us.
I need one lulless period. Listen. I need like 5 years of lullessness.
Listen,
and then I'll be happy.
Listen, we all know what a lull means.
Yeah.
But I know people that have no lulls.
I know.
What is
so
Michael Che's lull?
I haven't seen.
It's the hangover.
Dan Soda doesn't even lick lollipops, okay? It's fucking lulls.
But you know, I've seen so many people
have lulls.
No, get to that period. That
what?
Part. Like where Amy, not where Amy is, but you know, close to Amy, like a Dan Soder. And then
are you
nothing.
Are you proud of Amy? As a woman?
I love, as a woman?
Like, does it, like, I don't look.
I love.
That felt so offensive when you're
dead.
Is that offensive?
I mean, it's like.
You know what I'm saying.
It's like, there's a woman. Am I proud that she got this far? Yes.
Well, because here, what my point is this. Back, bringing it all the way to the back. How far are we going back?
Black.
Way back.
Oh. Way
wow.
Back.
You know
back
any
in the
raps?
Day. He's not even.
Mike, I'm sorry. How far are we going back?
Way back.
Way
back in the day.
Thank you.
Back
Mike.
In the day with Judy Gold.
Right, yeah, baby.
Brought to you by DraftKings. Use the code Kelly.
For free. Seriously, it's free. Set up your league today. Your friends will thank you. Promo code Kelly at DraftKings. DraftKings.com for free. Listen.
Yeah, go.
Because there was not that many women comedians.
Well,
and there was, but in my lifetime, there was a, you know, there's not enough women, there's not enough minorities, there's not enough women. And now, if you look at television, there's so many fucking funny women out there doing, look, man, I saw Ghostbusters. I've heard it sucked. They're all funny.
Right.
They were great.
Yeah, they were funny.
They're all
the
funny
mess,
in it.
But
the movie's a little messy, but
How many guy movies are like a little funky,
totally.
But they're all funny?
Right, but here's the thing. Yeah. Now when you look at like Amy is playing arenas, okay? Madison Square Garden.
Right.
Yeah.
And she's bringing all her friends to, I mean, you got to look at that and go, wow.
That's great.
Yeah.
Isn't that
how
great?
It should be.
Right, yeah.
She hasn't brought me, but you know. She has some
explaining to do.
Yeah.
Who is the angry Jew on stage?
I love that. Shut up.
I think this is.
Why was there a lull in your show?
I think this is such an amazing time, especially for like women in comedy, because like I got into a like Maria Bamford show. And I didn't think I'd be like into that, and I watched it on Netflix. I was like, "Oh, this is great."
She's great.
That's
like,
such a good show.
You know where I got into Mary Banford? Her Target commercials.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
can I get a fucking Target commercial?
You can't.
It's like, why do women have to make it?
You can't.
Now it's like woman time, and I'm 53 fucking years old.
What are you doing with that idea?
I'm going to be 54 in 2 weeks.
Wow. I mean, you are?
I still go out and do sets every fucking night. The treadmill one.
Maria Bamford, treadmill
great.
Commercial
she's
Target.
She's great. I love
it's such a catchy tone. I sang this song for days.
Selena and Bob.
It's called the Santa rap from, and I didn't even know who she was until me and my wife would sing this fucking rap.
Oh my god!
Oh god, I love it.
That's working well.
Yeah. Great job.
Now here's a lull right now.
Here's a lull.
When my gift, Santa, I've been good. Better bring the sport equipment like you should. Where you at, Santa? I ain't playing. I got a nice crib to park your sleigh on.
This won you over?
Where are your wife? You bring me the fancy electric knife. You don't know me, Santa. I've been good. I got plenty of milk and cookies in my hood.
Fa la 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 la, ho ho ho. Fa la 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 la, ho ho ho.
Days. Days I sung
that. Pretty good. That's pretty good.
I fucking dare the listeners right now to go to YouTube, listen to that in a clean version, not the one Deepu brought up, but a better, cleaner
version. That's going to be fun.
Bring up a clean, and you, if you don't fucking sing that song, you're a fucking shitty person. I don't want to know you. Stop listening to my show.
All right, I'm taking off.
Where are you going?
I'm not
going
to sing that song ever. Whatever, I try.
You're going to throw that right back over there, Brandon.
Bing, bing.
Just me and Brandon training the Bob Danis.
He did an act out too.
It's a video podcast. It's a video podcast.
He's taking his acting
class. He took his headphones off.
That's the worst when you say it and then do it.
What the? Yeah.
Unfucking believable.
Would you develop that the show that you toured with the interviews with the Jewish mothers like into something like a Netflix or anything like
yeah,
that?
Yeah,
like
I would
Amazon?
Love to do that.
But why won't they do that?
I don't know.
Have you tried?
No, I'm saying, like, have you tried to think about it?
Yeah,
or, like,
I have. Oh, please.
What do they say?
go fuck yourself.
You go to
at least they're
it's
unsure
like,
about
I
it.
I get so many. I mean, I get a lot of no's. A lot of, you
a
know,
what?
Like, I really want to do.
You mean you have?
No.
I was about to say, but I was like, I'm not
going to. Really
we all
do.
Went. We all turned into the guy.
That's fucking funny.
You know, we all turned into the guys in the dressing room at the gym when the old guy just takes his pants off. We're all just like, oh boy. She just said no.
No, I really want to do a stand-up special. Like, right. I really
an hour.
Yeah, I've been out. I'm out all the time doing. And I
are you
just,
still playing clubs?
No, I do more theaters and cabarets.
Really?
Like, more theaters.
This is what the fuck. Can I say something, too?
What? I do clubs, though.
Hang on.
What?
Maybe it's something I have to build up, or maybe I have to take myself out of this. I'm trying to get myself out of this, you know, Bob Kelly, club, 3 days, radio, blah. Yeah. And I don't have a people. Like, my people.
I don't have, you know.
Yeah, but you can do cabaret. I can't do a fucking cabaret.
Right. Well,
you need a fucking gay following.
No, it's all.
You need a gay
fuck. Jews.
You have
and
a
gays.
You have a gay and Jews.
Well, the theater helps.
Well, you
right?
guys you definitely need blacks. That's first thing. You definitely need blacks.
Blacks, I get good share of blacks.
I don't have any fucking blacks.
I don't
fans.
Understand how y'all
because you're a racist fuck.
Yeah, because you call
yeah,
us the blacks.
Look at this place.
I mean, I have to
answer
some questions.
I have
you guys on once a year. No, it's right around. Then you're like, Mike, what are you doing?
I was going to say, I was wondering if after the show you're going to be like, Mike, Brandon, where are my fucking black people?
Yeah, we can't.
They're not coming.
No, it just sucks because I have so much material.
Yeah.
And I really want to do a special.
Yeah.
And I just need someone to produce it for
Can
me.
Can I say something to you?
Yeah, go.
It's you know what they want now? This is just a fact. They want minorities.
And they want 20-year-olds.
They want and they want they want famous people.
Who are you? Who are
they want famous
when
people.
When you say they, what are you talking about? Are you talking about just specials? Are you talking about
You're not a minority anymore. Look at him. That's a minority. See that fucking chubby? Look at the chubby
just
Mexican.
Stuck his tongue out at me, by the way.
That's a minority.
This Greek without a degree, that's a minority. I'm gonna make it.
No.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
No, Stavi, don't want you anymore.
Stavi is a minority on paper.
Yeah, I got to tan up. I got to really do the yaya stuff.
I don't see, like, when I hear you say that, it's amazing to me because I think that there's a disconnect of, like, the older comedians who are just killing everything. It's like, you guys just need somebody who's young who gets it, you know? And I don't think you need that in order to get ahead, but it's like, if you had somebody younger who was like, okay, I get internet, I get social media, these are all the things you do already,
right.
Let's start doing like a live stream thing,
but
let's start building that momentum.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. I have an hour special I'm working on now. I'm pretty much ready to go. In a couple months, I'll be done.
Yeah.
Be able to shoot it.
Right, you'll shoot it.
I'm not gonna, but there's now I'm gonna have to go sell myself,
right.
Like a sitcom, because there's so many fucking comics doing so many fucking specials,
right?
And look, they're not
so
fucking
just do an album.
Listen, but they're not fucking good.
They're right,
not,
they're
not
good.
They're not,
there you go.
Agreed.
But then if you watch them, who was talking about Norm Macdonald? Who's brought that up to me?
What about Norm?
That he was saying that these kids just went and learned. He was talking on some podcast. I forget.
Probably
what
just
it was.
Learned how to do stand up, and
they would just learn how to do comedy.
Yeah.
Like there's a difference between people who have to do comedy and people who learn to
do
it.
Right.
And now you learn to do it. You look like this. You learn to do it. Bing, bing, boom.
Yeah. Right.
And then you know,
it's a formula.
You guys in a different time because like
so
you guys were coming up and people were coming into clubs to see you. If you wanted to see stand up, maybe you see it at late night.
Right.
Maybe
there was
once
none of
that.
You didn't. Yeah. You didn't never had people, you know, filming you.
You
or,
fuckers doing stand up
on
Facebook.
And when you went on an
audition.
Look
at the camera when you say this, though. We have a lot of people watching. This is live.
When you went on to, especially like when you auditioned for SNL or anything, you had your slot.
Yep.
That was it. You had one try. No one videotaped themselves. Yeah. You know, and when we went on the road, we had no computers. We had no cell phones. Yeah. We had a right. We had to. It was like, and it was lonely.
But
it's still lonely.
It's
yeah,
lonely.
Yeah, but at least you can like FaceTime and shit.
Well,
like
look,
that.
Here's the deal. It's,
couldn't even call people.
Yeah, but there was less comics because it was you. There was no listen.
No, there were a lot of comics during the
not
years,
as like much as not as much as there are now.
Yeah. Yeah.
But new comic every 10 minutes here.
But the thing blew up. Everybody was a comic, and then it died, and all those people died with it because you can have fame. I think you can have fame. Go on television, get a special, and then now it's time to go on the road, and these crowds are going to say no.
Right.
No, because we just saw boom and boom and boom, and they were fucking unbelievable. They're going to go, no, sorry, and your crowds are going to dwindle because the next time you come back, you're not going to. They're going to be, we went sucked.
Yeah.
And they're going to go back again, and then all of a sudden you're just not getting it.
Right.
I also feel like there's the specials you were talking about, some of them are horrible, but when you see some of these people in person, and they murder in a like diverse room, you're like, oh shit, you shouldn't put that special out there.
What is that diverse room? What do you mean?
Like when you have like a real New York audience or something.
Oh, are you talking about the last we had Theo do
Theo
Vaughn.
Theo
Vaughn. He just did the Comedy Outlaw show we just had, right?
I love how someone's going to splice that together like I was talking about Theo Vaughn.
Yeah, who's
that's not who I was talking about.
Yeah. It's gonna
go, and they're not funny. I know who you're talking about.
The black man from Brooklyn. But he so some people didn't like his special, but he did the show live and just killed. And some comments were like, oh, man, I saw the special and I didn't know how to feel about it, but I saw him live and he killed. But the thing is like all you have to do now is build your audience. So it's different from, okay, let me get great on stand-up and then have this hour. Like, hey, look at this amazing hour. Yeah. It's kind of like, all right, I have to do all this content.
Oh, can
shit.
I say
like,
something?
I mean, listen. You still got to put your work in.
It's the opposite. I feel like it's like you have a YouTube video and it has this many followers, and then you get booked in a fucking club, even though you don't know what the fuck you're doing.
If you have an hour special.
Right.
Okay, like you have an hour special.
Right.
No, why do they not want to film it? Why is there nobody fucking you've been in the business how long?
Well, I mean, I could film it.
How long you been in the business?
3 years?
30 is good. You could have said 20. We would have been good with that. 30.
Yeah.
These kids aren't 30 in the room with you. They were, all these people were still in the nut.
Right.
Listen. So.
In the nut.
In the nut.
So, half in the nut.
Half.
In Henry's nut.
Right. Democratic liberal douche.
You know, I mean.
Well, women do.
The women,
shut up.
Exactly.
It was a
were
joke.
Minimizing
fucking,
the women's role in childbirth
I
here.
I think I love you.
Thank of course you do, because he looks like me,
big
except
fan.
With kittens.
Yeah.
Kittens and no degree.
And what's half a degree?
Yeah,
I don't think.
Do you have kids?
No, of course he doesn't.
All right. How old are you?
He killed them all. Ugh. Listen, here's the deal.
Listen,
shut the fuck up! Shut up! I'll turn everybody's mic off! Judy.
Yes. Robert. Robin, yeah.
I went to therapy today. Guys, I'm sorry.
I did too. I went to therapy
Shut up.
Too. Shut the fuck up.
Fuck you.
I did too.
Fuck
I went
you.
To therapy. Shout out to
go
my
Go fuck yourself.
Go suck it
suck
up.
Suck a dick.
Fuck a dick.
Fuck you.
Asshole.
Eat a pussy.
Cunt.
Lick it. Dirty guy ass. So,
yeah.
You do the special. Yeah, you can film it, but where the fuck are you going to air it?
Right. It used to be like when my HBO special, they filmed it and they aired it.
Right.
And
you had
now-
an HBO hour special.
Half hour.
Doesn't count. I'm kidding. So, yeah. But I mean, why the fuck? Why is it so hard to I mean, you look at the stuff it's that's crazy. Look at Netflix. Go to Netflix and see who's got specials. Watch them.
I heard, and I don't know, you might be able to Google this or something, but it's like if you pay, you can basically pay Netflix to have your shit up there. Like if you can pay like $50,000.
Who wants to do that for a free platform?
I would.
I mean, if you're like, hey, I'm on.
I have kids. Which, I can't fucking afford that.
Much work goes
into
that.
For some people that have that money,
I just want one of my really successful friends to say, you know what? I'm going to produce something for you.
So like, wait a minute. Stop. Is that real? Can what? Someone, I don't
With
think
the 50,000?
No, I would love that.
I've heard that.
You heard it?
I feel like
it's back to you.
I feel like if you have that kind of money.
I don't think that's true.
If you had that kind of money, you would have already had.
I don't think that. I don't know if that. I mean.
Look, I just feel like.
So you're saying some of those people on Netflix.
Yeah.
They
can pay to have their content on Netflix.
So you pay them.
It's not going to be like a Netflix original.
Wait a minute.
You're not going to see.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Yeah, but the viewers don't know.
If you go, does this work? My microphone, you fucking ass kid. I know you kissing Judy. Hey, Judy, she's not gonna do nothing for you.
I love
you understand
her.
That?
I love
nothing
her.
Doesn't even matter. I love helping people. You motherfucker, selfish piece of shit.
I have you on my show.
I'm gonna work on a one man show. It's gonna be this diversity.
She's helping me first.
No. The diversity, youth.
That's what we need. More diversity.
That's right.
We need more diverse.
We're gonna shoot a documentary.
Can we go back to plain old fucking white, non diverse?
You had your fucking chance. It's over.
It was deep inside. He lit it up.
You guys all beat the shit out of me right now. He literally just lit me up.
Yeah.
You got to be Kelly Robin, man, to make it, man. That's it. You got.
I don't know what
him.
You just.
Who the fuck is
you
Kelly Robin?
No, I'm saying he has to become a new person.
Stop. Got
to
be trans.
Stop 1 second. All right, slow down.
That's it. Exactly.
You have to reinvent yourself. You do.
All right, we get you two to get. You got to slow down because you're speeding the fucking show up too much.
We should have our own podcast.
Yeah, you should.
We'll talk about it.
Do it, please. Not here though.
Go fuck you.
Fuck off.
Jealous.
What's up?
According to this article here, it says to be clear, Netflix does use the majority of the revenue to pay studios for licensing agreements. So they pay for the content. You can't pay them.
Okay. Yeah, they pay. So they I shot my special on my own.
Yeah.
With Jim Serpico.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love Jim. Why can't he manage me?
Live at the Village Underground.
I love him. He was my manager for like 5 minutes.
When?
When he was with who did he work for?
He works with Dennis Leary at Apostle.
Right before that. Before he went with Dennis. Know. What's his name? Fuck, he was crazy. I love Jim.
Good talk. I love Jim too. Of course.
So you,
he's
you
a show,
we actually
he's a
the first
musician.
Special at the Village.
We're on something else. Hang on, we'll get to that, Judy. I know.
I got a spot downstairs. Okay. You motherfucker.
He rated 5 stars.
But here's the thing: is that we did it, and then you sell it to them.
Yeah.
Right.
But they don't. I couldn't give them money to do it.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that's a lie.
Do they promise a certain number of Because I remember when I would go on Netflix, I would see your special there.
Yeah.
Do they promise how often that happens, or is that just based on like? Algorithms and all that.
No, it's all algorithms.
If it makes sense to them, if it's good content,
it's all algorithms.
They'll just buy it.
That's all algorithms. So if someone likes Billy Burr or like whatever, and I did something with him, and then you might like this too. That's all algorithms.
Yeah, right.
Which is not a bad people to be hooked
but it's
up
like,
with.
You want to make sure that your shit's
Judy Gold.
Yes.
You
are gay. Yeah, that's the other
thing. Are you still
gay? I was gay before all these fucking people. I was pitching all these fucking shows in the early 2000s. Yeah. No.
Yeah, because fuck yes.
I know.
Yeah, that's like Mike pitching a show then in the 60s.
Yeah. Exactly.
I want to call it the Browns. I'm like, no.
Yeah, we've changed.
Yeah.
sorry, your parents didn't fucking time. Listen, what's your plans now?
Well, I'm gonna go do a set downstairs.
No, what are you working on right now?
When is this? Is this airing right now?
It's gonna air Monday, but it's airing live too.
Fuck.
Right? Right now it's live.
It's live.
Oh,
right
I'm at 54 Below this Thursday and Saturday. Feinstein's 54 Below.
Where is that? What street?
It's on 54th Street.
And?
I think it's between 8th and 9th. It's the old Studio 54. It's
now
a big
shit.
Supper club. It's a supper club.
Okay.
Doing stand-up in a supper club is fucking awesome.
You have to tell me.
And then I'm in Ridgefield Playhouse on Friday.
Love that place.
Cool.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
And then, I'm in that new series.
The girls who run that are gorgeous.
Really?
Oh, it's so hot.
Really?
So hot.
Do I need to grab him by the pussy?
What are you doing? You're on a TV show?
I'm in the new Showtime series, I'm Dying Up Here.
No shit.
Oh, cool.
What is that?
That's good.
When is
what
it?
What is that? What is it?
It's that series based on the Comedy Store in the '70s.
Really?
Oh, cool.
Based on the book I'm Dying Up Here.
Mm-hmm.
With Melissa Leo.
Is it it's just a show then? It's a half hour.
It's their
dramedy.
It's an hour.
They call it a dramedy.
It's their big new show in
dramedy.
Cool. It's a dark comedy.
Dramedy.
There you go.
It's a dark.
Why do you want to say dramedy?
I like say dramedy.
I fucking hate that.
Say dramedy.
Dramedy.
Say dramedy.
Dramedy.
So it's a dramedy.
It's a dark comedy.
It's a dramedy.
Dark.
Say dramedy.
Comedy.
I love this power struggle.
Fuck. You know you want to.
I will kiss fuck you. I will kiss fuck you.
Are you on that show?
You know what that means? That means I kiss you when I fuck you.
I play
a kiss fucker.
Oh, I'm not allowed to talk about it.
Oh, we can guess.
When's the premiere? When's the premiere? Do you know the date?
March.
What time you got?
Okay, cool. Also plug that social media.
7:24. Okay, you can play it. What time do you have to be downstairs?
What's my
7:40?
7:40. 7:24.
Well, you know she like lies about it. It's always 7.
Well, she does the mother thing. Esty will tell you it's 7:30, but it's really 7:45 because she knows you're going to be late. I call it the charade rule.
Oh, yeah.
We'll allow it.
Yeah.
We've been in contact with charade. We know.
Oh, shit.
What?
Did I forget to... Oh, yeah, the fucking buzzer's broken on my goddamn phone.
Oh, God.
Sucks.
So much anger in this room.
What?
I'm old.
We got.
How old are you?
I'm 46.
Right.
Yeah. How old are you?
I'm gonna be 54 in 2 weeks.
It's crazy. You look great for 54.
Thank you.
You do.
Do I look great for like 44?
No, you look like shit. That's what my mother used to tell me. She goes, "Stop telling people your real age."
All right. I'm.
And I was
I'm
like,
32.
I was like, why? She goes, because. Tell people you're 29 so I can be 39. I go, Ma, you should tell people you're 50 because for 50 you look great. For 39 you look like shit.
How old were you when you said that?
I was 22.
Ah!
What do you got?
In your asses. Go.
Oh, we got a couple of news stories if you want to
talk
those around
before
real quick.
Before Judy goes, I want to hear.
Wait, I thought I was coming. How late does this go?
We're going till around 8:20.
Wow.
All right, go ahead. What do you got?
I could come back, but
sure.
Just text
her. Try to come back. If we're doing it, just text her. We're still doing it. You come back up.
What if you're like on another topic? You don't
well, I'm never
going
to get to a topic
why
if you keep yapping.
Why don't you grow your fucking
thank
hair?
God. That's why you're a lesbian, because if you had a man.
Oh, shit.
I would love to be straight. I can't. These women are so fucking annoying. So
yes. Now we're talking.
She can say
can we talk about that? Can we talk about, you know,
now you're in my ballpark,
sweetie.
Yeah,
shut the
fuck
up.
I know.
All right, go.
God damn it. You fucking zip
it. I'm with a therapist. She's so fuck. All right, go. All
right, so last week, John Oliver did a segment on two candidates, Jill Stein and Gary Johnson. Like the Green Party and the Libertarian Party candidates.
Right.
And so, you know, he slammed them. And then Jill Stein makes a statement yesterday saying that we should start a crusade against, her term is, oppressive comedians.
Oh, my God.
No way. Jill Stein?
Yep.
Yeah. She's
annoying.
I have the exact quote if you want to hear.
Yeah, I would like to hear it.
I think I read this. Yeah.
The quote says, "We need to begin having honest conversations about the oppressive tactics corporate comedians continue to do."
Yeah,
what is a corporate comedian?
Well, no, we're not corporate. John Oliver is a corporate guy. Those HBO.
They're under it.
HBO. But it's not like he's backing other candidates,
right.
So it's weird.
Well, they kind of do. I mean, Daily Show does. He's for you know he's for Hillary. He's not for
you know. You're right. That's true.
By this point, everybody.
Well, I mean, they all do. Yeah.
They all are leaning.
Yeah. They're all leaning. Yeah, they all lean.
All right. So it goes on to say, this country was built on oppressing the other, in parentheses, black and indigenous people. And I'm not going to stand for more of this while we deal with major
John
crises.
John Oliver has like five
you know
black
what she
writers.
Is?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, he's still like a lot.
Yeah.
She's like those annoying lesbians who have. Ooh, no!
One more time. Just cut, speed, action. One more time.
What? I don't understand that. I really don't understand. I mean, what's funny about that?
Fuck up.
Her big thing was she was going to forgive the national debt. That was her big plan.
Oh, she's going to forgive it?
Which she can't even do.
Yeah, it's impossible.
I know.
Yeah.
So,
she's annoying. She's like those women, no fucking sense of humor. Take yourself too fucking seriously.
So what does she want to do to comedians? She wants to.
She wants to shut them up. Yep. That's what she wants to do.
That's
insane. The same thing's gonna happen with Trump. It's about shutting people up, like Trump with the fucking media.
Yeah, he's gonna do the same thing to comedians if he gets elected. He's gonna shut SNL down.
He doesn't even let. I know.
He'll fucking get rid of it.
How is he going to do that?
He will.
How?
NBC.
He doesn't let these reporters into his...
Yeah, but that is his dumb little environment. Yeah. You cannot shut down... Listen, believe me, not even shitty writing and crappy acting can shut that show down. Okay? So if they can't do it, he's not doing it. I'm not talking now.
I wasn't laughing.
Okay, I'm trying to get a job.
It was actually... But there was a time where you were like, God, what is this still on? You know what I mean? I was praying for In Living Color to come back.
I'm also
when
praying.
Reggie McFadden was on it.
Oh my God! How is Reggie McFadden?
I think I think he has a diamond mine in Africa. No joke.
Are you kidding?
The last time I talked to Reggie, he says, "Yo, man."
Oh my God! I loved him.
He goes, I got a diamond mine. You want to invest?" I was like,
"Are you kidding?"
I go, "You know what? I'm hosting here at the Cellar. I'm good." I actually like the benefits. The Israeli salad is fine.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Oh God.
A lot of the comics. What's her name? I forgot her name. Judy.
Judy.
A lot
wow.
Of
wow.
Jeez. Holy shit.
I am so...
That's terrible.
I am sorry.
That's bad. Oh, that
I blanked.
Bad.
He's really going to get a Comedy Central special in like a week.
Please, when Judy starts to scream, let her do it.
I
want to see if she can pass out.
Fuck it.
I kept thinking of the word, the name Carol. I kept thinking of Carol.
No, not Carol.
I know.
Not Carol.
You do look like a Carol.
Judy,
you do look like a Carol.
White woman name. I don't not look like that.
That's your lesbian name, Carol.
All right.
I thought it was a Carol.
All right. Name is Carol. Judy, so we'll see you. Go see her this week at...
Wait, I got to fucking go. I love
Yeah, you
got to
go. You having a good time?
Yeah, but you
will
never...
Will you come back
when
on?
When can I come back on?
Hit me up.
You come back. Well, hey, settle down. fucking wombs collide. Yes, you can come back on soon, whenever you want, except next week. And the week after. No.
Oh, my God.
Once a year.
Come back. Are you doing an erection special?
Erection, yes. Yeah. We're doing erection. We have all Chinese comedians.
Carol come back?
Oh, I love Carol.
Carol's wonderful to have on. She has a lot of information, Carol.
Well,
another story and I'll be Carol.
All right, do another story.
Sure. We have Bill Murray accepting the Mark Twain Award.
Oh, that's terrific. He's a very funny man. And Mark Twain. Did you ever read about Mark Twain? And Mark Twain is a terrific literary reference here.
Can I just say Judy looks exactly like my mom?
No way.
Swear to God. Right?
Let me see. Judy?
I'm so fucking old. Let me see.
Your mom.
Is she skinny?
Your mom looks like more of a lesbian than Judy.
Let me see. I do not. That is
oh, I'm sorry.
She has short mom
that's
hair.
Your mom.
No, it's up.
Is that your dad?
That's my brother.
Oh, all right. Yeah. I was like, wow. All right,
get the fuck out of here.
Your brother 55?
What? I have a 7. Judy, where are you?
What time is it?
Where
what
are
time?
You? Are you at the lake?
7:30. You're
you got
to
go.
Yeah.
I don't have to go. I'm going downstairs.
I want you to leave the show. I don't like you anymore.
I can talk like a German one.
No, listen.
Tell them about the jerk. We were at Just for Laughs.
Shut up.
Oh, yes. Let's hear it.
Is this a story?
We're at Just for Laughs.
We're
right?
Just for Laughs.
Everybody stays at the Hilton, right?
Right.
Is it Hilton? Hyatt. Yeah. Hyatt. Whatever the fuck.
So you're packing.
So I'm in my room. I have another day there. So I'm packing, though. I like to pack. You know me. So I like to pack. I'm packing.
No! Ryan Hamilton was Ryan, there, and he was going home and bringing your shit back
right,
for
we,
you.
Right. We had a... So we rented a movie. We got some ice cream. We're all lesbian. We're all lesbian. She made us all. That's what lesbians do. They make everybody lesbian.
Right.
So we're all in the room. We should have cats. Just fucking patting me. And Ryan Hamilton's up there. I'm there. We're watching a movie, and she starts doing a fucking German accent. Okay, it was funny for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 3 hours. It was I literally kicked her out. I go, get the fuck out. I was going to I'll go to jail. I was like, get the fuck. She's at my door. Why do you want to? And then it went to French.
I don't know why.
Right? It went French.
And then I tried, and I was an Israeli one.
Well, it started out French because they're French up there. Then it was literally just German. Because And then 3 hours, I kick her out. I see her A fucking week late, like, I think it was like a week or a month later, I go, hey, what's up? She goes, why do you want? I was like,
oh my God, you were so mad.
Because you would not stop.
And you know, like, Ryan, he's just like.
Yeah. Yeah, he's planning fucking murders of hot chicks.
Poor Ryan.
Why?
Is he going to get a girlfriend?
What the fuck is that?
Fox never had sex, right?
What?
I guess not.
Oh, jeez.
I don't think so.
I'm sure he's had sex in his brain. I'm sure he's practiced a lot. I don't know if he's had sex. I'm not going to ask him that.
Oh, poor Ryan.
Why poor Ryan? I say good for him. I got fucking touched and diddled and I'm all fucked up sexually. You're fucked up sexually.
I'm not fucked up sexually.
You're a lesbian. Yeah. You should have been with a guy and had kids in a house in Westchester. Now you're struggling with a piano at 50 fucking. I mean, what are you talking about?
All right, I got to get to the set.
I'll
really
see you later. Judy Gold, everybody.
I love you guys.
We'll be back. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Will you come back on again?
Yes, I'll be the same.
Where's your social media?
I'll be the same.
Get out of here.
Plug your social media and your Twitter.
Say, this is my new husband. I'm at Judy Gold. JudyGold, JewDygold. Get it, Judy.
I guarantee Mike calls you for something in the next month.
We going to work on, I don't know, but we going
to
work on something.
We're going to have our own podcast.
Yeah.
Do you have a podcast?
Oh, fuck.
Not you?
Yeah, that's it.
You have, like, everyone has a fucker.
Everybody
I have
has a pocket.
One.
Yeah, I'm talking about with him, but I got to move.
He'll lose him in a second.
Guys, this is fucking ruining my podcast. Get out of here. Get out. Leave.
It might
leave.
Be called Brown Gold. I don't know. But
get out. Leave. Go.
Jealous.
You guys should do it the best digital
art. Let me make sure I bring my phone.
See you, Carol.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you all for having me.
Take your fucking lesbian MacGyver jacket and your.
Oh, my God.
You have a spot. Get out of here. You're going to be late. You're going to be late and fuck up my spot. And I got to go. Take the headphones off, you nut. Take that. Take. Listen. Oh, my God. Stand up. Oh, shit. Did you? Is that a style thing or are those a rip on their own? Oops. All right. Too far. What? I'm chubby, too. I can say that.
What the fuck? I'm not as fat as you.
Oh, that's funny. You guys are phonies.
Get him, Judy.
You're a pussy.
No, you hate me right now.
I hate you.
You got it, Judy.
Oh, you really are just a twink.
He's a fucking
start
Judas.
He really is just a.
You
what?
Better start taking care
a buddy,
of
buddy, Bubba, buddy, buddy.
Oh shit.
Please. Dude. Hey, dude. Listen, dude. Hey, pal. Listen, I.
I gotta go pick up.
Go.
My
get
go.
The fuck out of here.
Stop it.
Come on, take it. Get. I love you, Bubby. I'll see you later. Lauren, get her out of the studio. Walk her the fuck out.
Lure her.
Bye.
I love it.
Bye.
Yeah, right.
She don't like
who said
though.
Lure her? Bendo?
Carol hates me.
Arch your back. Bye, Carol.
Oh, man.
Lauren, finger your pussy and draw her out with your fingers.
Oh, Jesus.
Just a quick reminder,
God,
the show is
funny.
Brought to you by DraftKings.com. Use that promo code. Yeah,
how funny is she?
She's so
great.
Funny.
Man. Oh, amazing. Man.
Fucking. And that's what I mean by funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Personality, force of personality, take over the whole room.
She's unbelievable. Yeah.
What? Yeah, what are you talking about? I was being serious.
No, I mean seriously.
Okay.
She is one of my favorite people.
Yeah,
it's incredible. Like to hear the story and to see like there's like artists now who try to do everything. Like okay, I want to do the one man show and I want to write on this show and do this stand up. That's why everybody's doing that. What?
There's that pressure. You have to do everything.
No, here's the thing: this is the lull. Mm. Okay, yeah. When you have that lull, you have the ability to write yourself out of that. Mm-hmm. It might not be into millions. It might not be into. A television show. It might be into a one man show.
Yeah.
But it'll be something creative that you can do that will be amazing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It just sucks that like this person's Judy's special can't get made. Like as a comedy fan, not even as a comedian,
That's who I want to see. I want to see somebody who's been in the business 30 years, knows what, you knows what she's doing.
Are you ready? Go downstairs and watch your set, and then come back up and tell me if you want to see an hour of that shit.
Oh, God.
All right.
That's so funny.
I think, like, I, you know, who is it? Bobby, who used to run Montreal.
Is that Robbie Pry's predecessor?
I mean, Robbie Pry.
Oh, right,
Robbie Pry actually is head of Netflix Comedy now. Oh, and I look, even if he would say no to me, if I asked, you know, I want to. I think that he has a pulse on what funny is.
Right.
Yeah.
I think so. And I think, you know, you look at, oh, shit, of course they're going to get famous people because that's money.
Of course.
Yeah. It's a business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And of course, look, there might be the day of having a special, an hour special, might be dead. It might be dead.
Interesting. It doesn't mean as much. I think what you were saying earlier, Mike, about it's like everyone needs content now. It's almost like a special isn't this like huge exalted thing that you work years and years for. It's just content now.
It's just something
people can watch.
That's what late night
and
is
maybe,
now.
Yeah, it's almost
that's
like,
why a lot of people say podcasts get them more followers and attention than
100%.
I did. My buddy has a podcast, right? Very popular podcast, and he
What's
did
Bob
Come
Kelly?
Down.
Yeah,
great. No, I'm gonna plug it.
Phil, I just hate the name.
It's a terrible name.
You're never getting a sponsor. No,
he'll get a sponsor.
Hopefully,
fucking cum, Trojan.
I would love that.
Porn, of course you would.
But dude,
Adam and Eve.
He has a popular podcast, so popular that he was like, okay, you know what? I want to try stand up. Never did stand up ever before. Yeah. Sold out the NYU Skirball Theater in a day.
Jesus.
In a fucking day.
Yeah.
And he never done stand up.
And the El Barrio Museum.
Right.
Which is like I think 400 seats just off a podcast.
Did you hear that? YK fucking, if you download this show and you listen to it and I give you any fucking amusement at all, you cocks out of bed, buy a fucking ticket and sell some shit out.
Yeah, we're in Michigan.
Where are we this weekend?
We're in, I'll tell you right now.
I give you an hour. It's been an hour and 26 minutes.
Yeah,
here we go. We're in Lansing, Michigan.
Oh, where?
At Max Bar.
Awesome.
Oh, that's
That's November 3rd. And then November 4th, we're at Pyramid Scheme at Grand Rapids.
Pating.
And then the Crowfoot in Pontiac.
Oh,
Michigan.
Shit. You guys are going all around this.
Yeah.
Michigan, come out.
Thursday,
come
Friday,
out.
Saturday. Make sure you come out. Buy
I'll
your tickets.
I'll text my folks to check you out.
Oh, cool, man. Yeah. Tell them to come up and say hi if they like the show.
Or if they want to have sex with you.
Has anyone ever come up to you and be like, man, that shit was...
Did you hear that?
What?
I was subliminal.
He went, or if they want to have sex with me.
Yeah, just let them know.
What?
That, I'm being straight up, you know.
Yeah,
we'll
it's
have
real.
A nice time in Michigan.
I'm going to tell my boys, yo, if you want to fuck, stop.
No, wait, dude. No, no, I don't.
First follow the Instagram and make sure you all the way in.
Yeah.
Make sure you take that ass first.
Okay, what were you saying?
I was going to say, when we're talking about the lulls, like Maria Bamford, right?
Yeah, get she that made, Chris Rock fingers thing out
she
of
She made...
Why are you pacing? Camera. Why are you she, pacing back and she, forth?
Maria Bamford, okay. She made like a YouTube series, right?
Yeah.
That a few people watched, I think it was like right when she was done with like rehab or whatever, and that ended up becoming the base for the Netflix show.
All right, here's the deal, though. Okay, fine. With all that shit. That's no, good for them.
Right.
It's like Vine.
Yeah.
Vine, where's Vine?
Vine's
it's gone.
Gone now, yeah.
Vine's gone.
R.I.P.
Here's the thing, though. I know that I have an hour of stand-up that I can do anywhere, anytime, and make money.
Yeah.
And it's funny. Okay? You know, those Vine people are fine, but where are you going now?
Some of them.
Yeah. Where? Where are you going? They were doing comedy clubs during the fucking day, selling them out to kids.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, crazy. What are you doing now?
Well,
now when all the fluff is gone, when your hair goes, when you have a kid, no, seriously.
This has become very personal right
when
now.
When your toenail dies, when your dick disappears, you can't trim your bush fat.
Yeah. Your Ford SUV isn't starting. I didn't say the model.
Did I have an F? But make sure you say the year.
Okay? Yeah.
When you say Ford SUV, it sounds like old.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a brand new. Yeah, he didn't say the year.
I really believe Bobby, that you are going to do something that's not stand-up related. No, this is real shit. That's not stand-up related.
Yeah.
That's going to make your stand-up pop crazy. Because, like, hearing the stories about, like, the first guest book, seeing the app, the awards and everything, like, you're always on the forefront of technology. And there's something that you're going to do that's going to hit. And people are going to lock into it. And then be like, oh, he's funny? And it's going to be crazy. I swear.
Michael,
I swear.
Let me tell you something right now. Go fuck yourself.
Okay, yeah. Fine. Fuck you.
Well, Judy left.
You think I got that pep talk from Dane? Yeah. Fucking Dane, Louie, fucking Colin, Norton.
Hey, man. So what you got to do
I think all Keith, you need is Keith Robinson gave me that pep talk. Yo, player, let me tell you something, man. You did good work at that college.
You see me, I live at home alone.
Hey, listen.
I hear what you're saying. Who gives a fuck? But that's why I like Judy, because it's like, you just keep working. Just whatever.
Yeah.
You write something else, do something else, still do comedy.
Is it tough for you, though, like being here at the Cellar and seeing all these new cats coming in, like getting passed? And like, I mean, because I
actually enjoy it.
You do?
Well, look, man, you're a new cat to me. You guys are all new. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think doing this podcast helped me out as that headliner in that generation. Yeah. When I started having newer guys
on.
I was like, oh, shit, these guys are they're just me. Same thing, except not all of them, but most of them are me when I was just, we're all the same fucking, you know what I mean? So, no, I don't mind it at all. And I like seeing funny. And I can actually, look, I can adjust to different types of funny. I get it. Mm. Am I going to spend my money on it? No, but I can adjust to it. I understand that there's different types of funny now.
Well, how do you feel about that, too, like now? Because there's, like Mike was saying, there's so much free content now, including this podcast for a lot of people. Like, how do you, you know, you got a family, you got a kid.
Yeah.
Like, what's that pressure like? Just trying to figure it out now, like, what the fuck?
I mean, you know, he's doing one-on-one conversations behind a paywall if you download the app.
Thank you.
I don't even know what the app is. What is the app?
The YKWD app?
YKWD. Oh,
yeah. It's on iTunes.
What is that? How do we get that?
That's the Robert Kelly's You Know What Dude app, available on the iOS store and Android.
It is available on the Android. Look at that, baby.
Is it free?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
what do you do with that?
You just go on it, you get the premium content, you can watch videos, listen to audio. It's a beautiful thing.
$1.99 a month, right?
That's nothing.
Cheap. It's cheap.
That's
cheap.
Not even
I have $1.99 in my pocket right now.
That's crazy.
That's all he has?
That's not crazy.
Not for nothing, who designed this app for you, though?
It's really good. It's really good app.
It's better than podcast app and all that shit.
It's a great app, and it's free. And you just join for one, and you get all the premium content.
Sorry to change the subject, but where can I like watch that awesome live Creeps with Kids show?
Oh, the Creeps with Kids?
I'm sorry, I'm totally going off topic.
You know what, you're going off topic, but here's the thing, too. One of the funniest shows I've ever done live, I produced that. And I produce a lot of shows, and they all go behind the paywall now. That one,
all
my God.
All shows are right.
You can watch that actually on the premium channel.
No, what? That's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Who would have thought? Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's insane.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, you know.
If you listen, if you don't join the if you don't join the premium channel and you're listening to this right now and you laughed at least twice, you owe me. You owe Maximus, my son.
Bobby's mafia style.
I need to upgrade. I need to move to a better school district, and I need your help.
Oh, there's too many brown kids in your school district?
Yeah. You know what it is? You know what actually I learned about the schools?
That was a big story this week, actually.
What is that? Go ahead, talk about it.
So,
back to Deepu's News Corner.
I love it.
Deepu's News!
Yeah, if we went to Lauren's News, it'd be fucking shithead guys in Jersey. Yeah. And the Giants!
Tell you about
how to dye your hair for under $10.
All the Guidos. Get your nice spray tan for $10.99.
How to make the ass hairs go away between your pussy and your asshole.
You wax them, I'll do it for free. I got a wax pot at home.
You'll do it for free for anyone? Is that what you're offering?
No, I'll charge
What kind of business plan is that?
Because I could use cleaning up.
What's the story?
So a study was released this past week showing that New York City schools, high schools, are the most segregated racially.
Jesus.
In the country.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And I'm pulling up some graphs right now. But
working in those schools, I see that all the time.
That's crazy.
If you're a talented black kid, you will be in the right segregated one.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to my brothers.
Yeah.
We're doing great.
Were they doing like the prep for prep program? or something like that? Or?
Yeah, well, no, my brothers are about to be tennis stars. Oh. They're going to be so famous. In like
oh, like scholarships.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like
oh.
the
yeah.
Williams sisters?
Yeah.
Wow.
They're great.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Let me ask you. Let me ask you. Okay, so here I am. I moved into a shittier school district. Not the shittiest. It's not a one.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But
it's
like
not
a four or six.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And look, the schools are fine and stuff, but it's, if I have the opportunity to move to a neighborhood where the schools are literally 10 out of 10.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Better funded, better teachers.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. Why am I racist to want to move? Why am I racist?
It's not racist.
Let me just finish. I want to move to that school district. I want to do. Mm-hmm. I want to go there.
Yeah.
I want to move there. I'm going to pay the money. Why can't I do that? Why would I? Should I keep him in the school district he's in for what?
If it's not taken away from another student, like of a different ethnicity or whatever, then there's no problem. But let's say it is. Let's say it's
yeah,
your
not,
kid versus
yeah.
like if I had a kid, like your kid versus my kid, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Then I would, of course, cry racism because that's a way to stop you from getting in and to have my kid in there. It's not racist if you want to get to the better school.
Why? Okay, well, they set it up to where if you can buy a house in this town and pay the taxes, because that's
what they want.
Listen,
that's the paywall.
No, but that listen, that's the money. $18,000. Mm-hmm. I can pay $18,000.
Yeah.
If I wanted to take 18 grand and give it to Ardsley, my kid can go to that school. But in my head, I'm like, why don't I just fucking get another house, and I'm gonna pay that anyways.
Yeah.
Let me get
yeah.
another house and live in a different neighborhood that I might like.
My family did the same shit in Detroit. I could have gone to school in Detroit. My mom was like, I wanted to go to Ann Arbor.
And how did that happen?
My grandparents bought us a house, so we could live in Ann Arbor.
You gotta change your zone.
That's why I get it.
In a better neighborhood.
Yeah. Right. In better schools.
Well, why can't black people do that?
Because most of the time we don't have the money. I
don't have the money. I didn't come from anything. I didn't have any money in my family at all. I never got an allowance.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had to get a job. I never had a dad. I never had shit. So everything I got was fucking scraped and clawed for.
Yeah.
But I had a goal and a vision. You know what I mean?
You're also an exceptional person, though, Bob.
Thank
you know what
you.
I mean? No, seriously. Like, I mean that. Like,
give me a kiss.
You're
come
great.
On, you honey pig. Get over here.
I'll kiss.
Let's honey pig.
We'll kiss. But like, this is for.
You don't want
a
honey pig?
Honey pig. No, I'll come over there and smooch you right now. You know, we've played some gay chicken. It's not. It hasn't always gone your way.
Gay chicken with him. Do not play gay chicken with Stavros.
No, I've never played gay chicken with anyone.
He will suck your dick. He will suck it off.
13 minutes, and I'm like, whenever you're done, dude, just let me know.
Literally, he'll be like, you want to fuck around? You want to fuck around, you fat tub of shit? I'll suck and fuck you. Fuck my asshole. I'm putting your dick in my asshole. Put it in.
Oh my God.
I'm trying to pull away my helmet from his asshole.
Can I open it for you?
Oh, Jesus.
Both ways?
Mind your business, Mike.
People's like, we don't even have to call it chicken. Just do it.
Okay,
I'll suck your dick with stage time.
Yeah, he didn't though. He's saying he'll put up with the stage time to suck his dick. He did it completely opposite.
I'm a fan.
Oh my god.
An interesting part of the story though is that they actually measured that kids from well-off families being peers with kids from poorly, not as well-off families, there
family.
Is a positive effect.
It's good for everybody.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because
you get to meet people from different backgrounds. Yeah. Different, you become more empathetic, and I think that's what we're missing from this election, is that Trump's people are so angry that, yes, they have been forgotten in middle America, but they're not being empathetic towards poorer people than them, or also people that were able, like you said, to see their situation and get themselves out of it.
Here's the thing, though. Like, I went to a mixed school. It was mixed. It was like down the middle.
Yeah,
it was white and black and a couple Puerto Rican kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then a really black girl.
she was
always
dangerous.
That really black girl. She wore a wig in sixth grade. You know what I mean?
Marina, right.
Oh, shit. She's going to punch you in the face.
No, she said she was that student back then.
Oh, okay. Good. All
right. Don't get in podcast people.
You guys, but you tried to make some. Fuck you.
Yeah.
You were like, she's going to get you.
I'm just saying, man.
we had gotten like a little beef.
Dude, we had somebody talk.
Beef.
Just mention Marina. And then apparently, like, through, like,
different phone telephone shit. They're like, oh, Marina doesn't like you.
All right, check
you.
This out. We'll see if this works. Fuck Marina. Let's see if she hears that.
That was Bobby.
Let's see how those channels work.
Bobby could have said the N-word after that. It would have been all right. Fuck Marina, nigga. All
but,
right.
But I went, and I'll say this. I was actually, I'm happy I went to that school. It was a good school. It was a different time. It was a good school. It was the only, in my, look at Boston back then was fucking segregated.
Yeah, I mean,
South Medford, there was no black kids. North Medford, no black. West Medford is where the black section of Medford was.
Yeah.
Over by Duggar Park.
Yeah.
There was the, you know, where the basketball hoops were.
Yeah.
There was the ones with no nets.
Swimming pool.
No net basketball.
All court. No swimming pools.
Metal, you know.
No parks.
But no, it was, you know, there was a black section of town. So I remember, you know, I grew up with this beautiful girl, Debbie. Janine McKay was my first girlfriend. She was a black girl.
Yep.
There was Eddie was a black Puerto Rican kid.
Okay. Oh, he
just naming
rough.
The black
Eddie
people.
Eddie had a rough.
Matumba.
There was Dikembe Mutombo.
My friend, no, there was
Forrest Whitaker.
there was my friend.
Oh, shit.
Ooh, no, I'm kidding. No, seriously, I was glad I grew up because when I got older, black people didn't. I knew a lot of black people. I grew up with black kids. Black culture didn't scare me. I saw black homes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was definitely different than my house. You know what I mean? Well, no, when I went to, like, I remember going over to this girl's house. It was just different shit. There was, look, everybody, like, I go to my friend's house, my Italian friend's house.
Yeah.
It was different, man, than my house. The smell was different. The kitchen was different.
Yeah.
The shit around the table was different. As soon as you walked in, you were like, what is this?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, this is not my fucking home.
Well, you're young enough to see it, look at it. It's different, not that it's worse. It's just like, oh, this is different.
It was different. It was different, but I'm glad that I did, in a way, have. So in my head, I'm like, shit, I should, you know, okay, I can throw them in this better 10 out of 10 school. It's literally 90-something% white.
Yeah.
All right? These other schools, if you look, you can see on these charts.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you look at this school, it's 80% black and 20% white. And it's like, I should see what the teachers are like. Maybe because it could be, you know what could bring that school down?
What?
A couple people that don't speak English well.
Yeah.
And then we take the tests, it fucking plummets the school. The school could be fucking amazing. The teachers could be great. And the reason the school gets a bad rating is because the testing, the way they do the testing, it's, you know, an Indian kid, right, or a Spanish kid doesn't speak English that well, it fucks up the school's rating.
It's really about opportunities. Like if my brothers, like they play tennis really well and they play soccer really well. Mm-hmm. So it's like you want to be in a school where
of course they do.
They are fucking right. They do. Fucking right. They do. So you need to have them in there.
If you were saying math,
we don't need math. We don't need math. No.
Right at the end, you
just
was
one ball, baby. One ball.
True story.
if you go to these schools that have these opportunities,
it
makes sense.
You want to sit up here? Sit up here.
It makes sense.
If you want to sit up there. Oscar is
my co-host from
don't,
the Peaks
don't
of New
ruin
York.
Everything as you get up, though. Just literally knocked everything off the fridge. What's up, honey? How you doing? Yeah, he's a co-host of
the Geeks of New York podcast, which
I love the name.
Yeah, I'll be on that one soon, too.
It's Gaming Reviews. I know you're big into that, love to have you on. Sure.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Okay. I don't know.
But what I was going to say is I think one of the biggest indicators of like a child's success is parent involvement.
How about finishing college?
Exactly. I was going to say, you don't last until I'm parent of public. Your mama didn't even know that you did.
Fuck
no, it's
you.
Not my mom's fault.
Lying sack of shit.
I guess those 3 credits are pretty important.
Yeah. Fucking bought a kitten shirt and fucking moved to Queens. Go fuck yourself. You're poor. You did nothing.
It's
$1.99
in my pocket.
My kid winds up like you. I'm fucking throwing him out. Fuck him. What were you saying about...
It doesn't matter.
Okay, good.
I'm gonna go start working at a diner. I tried to escape my Greek realities, but I'm nothing more than an educated immigrant to you guys.
Look, I got two black guys. I got a Mexican. I got a Greek. I got an Indian. Yep. And then I got a Jersey broad. Right?
This is to make up the lack of diversity in the past like 3 months of the show.
Well, you're Puerto Rican?
I'm Puerto Rican.
Oh shit! Then you don't.
I'm just 2 hours from the border.
That's just a New York black guy. You're Puerto Rican?
Yeah, I'm 2 hours.
I thought you were
border.
Mexican.
No. Family's Puerto Rican and about a quarter Italian.
Fuck.
That's crazy.
You look so Mexican.
Do I really?
Yep. Yeah, bro.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
I'm just making sure.
Bobby Passanier saying, like, do I say?
Yeah. I thought you were Mexican.
No.
Right, so you're Spanish. You're still a minority.
Pretty much.
Right. So now you lived in San Antonio with mostly Mexicans.
Oh, yeah.
And did they think you were Mexican?
Practically,
doesn't your family own a Mexican restaurant?
Tex-Mex.
Is that the one you took me to?
Yeah.
With the nacho chips?
That's right.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. How does a Puerto Rican family own a fucking Tex-Mex?
Because my grandfather came from Puerto Rico to San Antonio.
But where's the Mex part?
I get the Tex with the Mex.
They take Mexican cuisine, and then they add a little bit more flavor to it.
Bring that mic into
spice.
Your mouth a little bit.
There we go.
Don't try to eat it.
A little bit more flavor, a little more spice to it, and that makes it Tex-Mex.
I'm getting hungry.
So it's a little bit, it's a little bit different. And
No, I get it. It's just that we thought you were Mexican. And like at first I thought Bobby was being racist. I really did at first. And
fuck
then I was
you.
Like, I looked no. I mean, come on, I have to. So what? I look over.
You don't have to. You can just look at him and go, he's Mexican.
Yeah, because I took a good look at him.
What do I have to do? Grow a fucking little thin mustache for you to not think I'm a racist?
Yes.
What? Sometimes I like to just say things.
What were you getting at, though?
I just wanted to say thin mustache. I just wanted to say thin mustache. That's all. All right, take that laugh away from the mic a little bit, all right? Fucking stepping on my other lines that I'm throwing out there. Hey, you're fucking
I have a question
stupid
for you,
Greek cackle. Are you hungry or high?
I'm really hungry.
All right.
I'm delirious.
Bobby, because you're...
What?
Your son's
Who
white,
are
right?
you?
My name is Brandon Collins.
How
I'm
you doing?
A PhD in sociology. I was wondering, your son is going
whoa,
to
whoa,
be...
Whoa, 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 whoa. You don't got no PhD
Did
in
you
sociology.
Get...
I was going to, though.
Oh, that's the same way I'm going
to do it. Stavros School of fucking...
Yeah. I have a master's degree in counseling.
Yeah, what were you going to say?
I was going to ask about your son. Like, how are you... Because I understand like the whole like, idea about the lack of diversity, maybe at the new school.
Yeah.
How are you going to help your son like navigate when he gets older? Because by the time he's in the 30s, the minority is going to be the majorities now.
Better get some
right?
friends.
So how I'm just curious as like a straight white kid potentially,
I
how are you going to explain
who knows about
I told
like,
my
how are you gonna...
I told my wife
he's
that
very expressive.
We have to get Max. He has to have more friends.
Okay.
Like I want to at this age too. He's 3, but I'm really adamant about getting him other friends, and I think it's important too to get friends that black friends, Spanish friends.
For
you know,
sure.
I think it's important that he sees other people.
Yeah.
And he because he's not. I think if you become friends at that age.
Yeah.
With a black kid or a white kid, and you know. You're just going to grow up colorblind. It's just going to be your friend or whatever.
Yeah.
Just what? And your racist will come into play later when you can make a decision. And I also think too, that I want him to meet people, they're forced together with these kids and not all kids get along.
Right.
Let me tell you right now,
yeah.
Some kids are fucking assholes.
Yeah.
And more than that, their parents are fucking assholes.
Oh, yeah.
Max was playing the other day at this house. And Max, there's two kids playing. And we taught Max, don't go up and just grab shit. Max is a big kid. Yeah. He's an alpha kid. He'll go up and just fucking grab something out of your fucking hand. And just take alpha. It. And he'll look at you while you cry. And he'll be like, whatever. He walks up. He'll walk up and go, hey, can I play, guys? And the kid went, no.
Whoa.
I'm looking at the parent and I go... I'm waiting for
of
this
course.
Fucking. Sorry, I got Alan. This this person who's a shit person. In honor of Chris, I'm not going to yell today.
Shit person triggered something in your brain.
No, just be screaming at somebody. Just violent anger triggered Chris. Go pour in my. Yeah, I was waiting, and my wife's the shit. She's like, you know, Matt, you know, it's, you know, you should all play, blah, blah. And I was like, hey, Max, look at this. And I grabbed it. I go, check this out. And we started doing this thing. And he's like, hey. And
diversion.
He just, but it's like, wow, you're getting rejected at fucking three by people that don't know that if a parent stepped in and went, you know what? That's not nice that you do that to Max. You should say, yeah, you should. It's good to play. It's good to, you know. And they'd be like, okay, come on, sit down. You teach your kid how to. That's why the world is fucked up.
Yep.
Yeah. Stop worrying about the world. Worry about your fucking world. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Raise a kid that's going to hold the door for people. Raise a kid that's not going to fucking hate anybody because of their skin color or who they want to stick their dick in.
Yeah.
Okay? And the world will be a better place. Yeah. You're not going to change fucking adults.
Can't do it.
Because once you're that, you're that. That's it. Once you're that, you're that. And, I, you know, so I got to find... I have to find friends. I told my wife, we need to find friends that Max jives with. Because Max is a certain... I didn't mean to say jive.
Hey!
We gotta meet some down. Hey, some down.
You mind if I play? Well, sure. Come on in. Motherfucker.
Bring it back Soul Train.
Some magical Negro shows up at the playground.
A little black kid.
Hey, Max, do you like waffles?
Max walks up. Hey, can I play? What you bring it to the table, though? You drink from the well. You gotta replenish the well, bitch.
There was a girl on my bowling team that wouldn't play patty cake.
Of course, it's a bowling team. Listen, let's move on.
Oh, man.
We're lucky it's bowling.
Deepu's from a bowling animal.
When were you on a bowl?
Fucking like 10.
Oh, who fucking bowls at 10 on a league?
That's Staten Island Sports.
Dude, that's
from Staten Island?
Bowling is for when you give up as an adult.
Or as a child.
You start off with bowling. Yeah. See, it's over.
Next up, next up at lane 7. Deepu. Deepu, what is it?
The poo. All
right, go ahead.
No, she just went. The whole team was like playing patty cake with each other. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not a long story. It was.
I wish it was. What was it?
So like some other members of my team were like playing patty cake with each other, you know, doing some like hand fucking game or whatever. Yeah. And I was like, hey, can I play? And she was like, no.
Do you understand that?
Wait,
can I stop
you
really quick? I want to stop you because, and this is one of your issues.
Uh huh. Mm.
You have this.
Yeah.
Because. Me and Deep, we talk.
Sure,
We talk, like, you know, not about the show, but we've had, like, hour-long conversations about...
Real talk.
About relationships, and one of the things about you...
Mm-hmm. I know I'm weird.
No, it's not. You're not weird at all.
Really?
You're not weird at all. Wow. It has nothing to do with weird. You're actually rather sane because you learn from life. Mm-hmm. I've seen you learn, but one of the things, like... sexy women or hot broads or whatever, and these people you fucking instinctually are like, fuck them.
Yeah.
And it's and that's what I don't want Max to have that, because at some point somebody wasn't there to go, hey, that dumb bitch's parent wasn't there to go, hey, this is Deepu.
Yeah.
You remind me of like a little Grinch. Remember that movie Grinch? Remember?
Yeah.
What do you want to play?
He's real cute. Well, the girls were making fun of him, but he lifted up the table and shit.
They have the same facial hair.
Listen, the Grinch does show prep, so.
Well, no, but here's the deal. I, you know.
Oh, shut up. I had to say something.
I thought that was funny. What are you, see, you're doing it now. No. That was funny.
No. The Mike is doing like a condescending laugh.
No,
and it's not,
I laughed because there was just like that little moment of, is this going to bomb? You got so worried.
But you do. You get paranoid. No,
people think it's a brown thing, and it's just you know.
It's a personal thing with you, dude.
That's you.
I mean, look, Indians have a lot of pride. If you don't pick a fight with an Indian, because they will not back down. It doesn't matter how big you are,
pioneering,
or if
words.
You have a fucking a gun, a fucking knife. They'll go, you don't fucking push me, man. You know, whatever the accent is, right?
Jamaican.
Not Judy Gold.
Bobby just sees brown. He's just like, oh god.
That is a thing with you, and I see that with you.
Sure,
And because I not just you, I see other friends of mine, like, and my stuff. Like, I don't yell in front of my kid.
Yeah.
Like, I have a problem with that. You know, I know that. But I don't scream at my kid. I don't hit my kid. But the other day he was hit. You know, he's hit my. He was all whipped up. It was our fault. We gave him a cupcake, a half a cupcake, all the shit.
He's strung out.
And he's like, "Fuck! It's 9 o'clock." He's that, and he's to hit my chick. He hit mommy, and mommy's like, "You don't do that." And she puts him, you know, but you don't. And he goes, "Now you're getting a timeout." He goes in for the timeout, but you're not supposed to leave the kid in the timeout by himself because that will fuck his head up just being alone, thinking of it. So you have to go in and talk to him while you know why you're in a timeout. You know, and she, you know, she's like, "Yeah." And he hit her again. He's laughing. Because he thinks it's funny now, and she goes, "Max," and she's like, now she's stuck. She painted herself into a corner where it's like he's just thinks it's funny. So I had to go, "Max, knock it off."
Right.
And that scared him. Yeah. And I didn't want to do that. That was some. Now granted, at his age, I got punched. Or, you know, oh, fucking, yeah, but shut the fuck up. But
yeah.
Here's the deal. I didn't want to do that to him because now he got scared. Yeah. He was like, you know, you yelled at me. I was like, "Listen, I'm so sorry. I made a mistake." I had to tell him, "I made a mistake." Yeah. A fucking 3-year-old. That I made a mistake. I didn't mean, but you, when you weren't listening, you were hurting mommy, it really made me sad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, it's a constant, I'm doing this not just for Max, for all of you.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't want Max hit my woman. Yeah.
I'm doing this for Max. For all of you guys. Yeah. So that later in life this kid is a good person.
Yeah. Right.
And he's not you can't walk on him. You're not going to be he's not a pushover. He's not a people but he's not a fucking piece of shit. Because if my kid did what that girl did to him, I would walk over them and be like, "Listen, you can't do that." Yeah. This is and if you had somebody do that day, if a parent came up and then taught
would've
that
changed
kid,
everything.
Changed everything. Yeah. You wouldn't hate Lauren now.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, come on. There's plenty of other reasons to hate Lauren.
I fucking know really how big her tits are. Yeah. They were big, they're small, they're big again. Fucking giant veg. All right, we're going to wrap this up right now. I got to go down and do a spot. I'm doing a spot tonight. Then I'm doing Comedy 101 over at the Village Underground.
Nice.
Dope.
And then I think that's it, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And we have the beautiful tour going on, the True Story Tour. RobertKellyLive.com. We are in Michigan all week, me and Stavros.
That's right.
Hulkius.
And then the weekend after, we're at Comedy Works in Saratoga. Comedy Works.
Yeah, that's
18th, 19th.
That's great. Tommy runs that club up there. It's going to be fun. They have a great cigar bar up there. Mm-hmm. Go to the Laugh Button for all of our content we're giving them. We got a bunch of videos up there. We're actually putting some more videos up there. What else? Robert Kelly, that's it. And then, of course, go to and download the app. You got an iPhone, you got an Android phone. It's a free app, YKWD Podcast.
And available in browser, too. That's a big question.
What do you mean?
If someone doesn't want to put it on their smartphone for whatever reason, you can also access it and have premium episode content.
Right on your browser.
And the website is, 1 second.
That's why Deepu is fucking Deepu.
Right. On
point.
And just plug the new Instagram, too.
We'll get to that, but to have content.
Quiet down, honey.
Deepu, do you hate Lauren?
No.
Deepu, this is your chance.
Come clean.
No,
come
I
clean.
Like Lauren.
Here's the deal. That wasn't being. I don't consider that cunty what he did. He was literally in the middle of. He just got the fucking. We were in this. She interrupted him.
You had a pass.
She could have waited. We're going to get to that. He could have said, "Shut your fucking stupid mouth, Jersey trash.
Down, bimbo, down."
I'm not a bimbo. You wish I were. I think that's the problem.
We're getting into some stuff.
Hang on. Did you say down, bimbo, down?
Wow. Okay. Title.
No. I mean, yeah, but no.
Write it down, Lauren.
Write it down. You know she's not a bimbo.
No, I know.
Why is there counseling happening right now between you guys?
What's that?
To do mediation.
He started it.
I'll tell you why. Because, you know, Scopo left.
Yeah.
We have to flush out the system. We're starting from scratch.
Oh, shit.
Scopo's Lauren actually kicked ass tonight.
Yeah, you were great.
Oh, you did great. I didn't even know.
Shut up, Mike.
Right. It was kind of an absence there.
She doesn't have any credits, Mike. Relax.
Follow me.
Yeah. She's downstairs.
What do you got?
So very quickly, if you want to access the content in a browser, you can just go to robertkelly.libsyn, LIBSYN.com.
Great. Awesome. Ooh. Get that premium content, $1.99. It helps us. It helps these guys. And you're supporting the show, and you get premium content. We're putting new stuff up there. I'm actually we're going to do some, I'm going to get some stuff, some video up there this week, me and Stavi maybe in Michigan.
Let's do it.
And a little audio up there. We're going to be starting to do some one-on-ones. I know I'm promising, but I'm in the middle of this tour right now, but we're going to start getting some more premium content. And these guys, are you still doing the after show?
Maybe not today, but in the future, yes.
We're going to be starting the after show. Yeah. Those are going to go behind the premium content too for you guys. Yeah. But don't worry, if you don't have the money, 10 episodes are always free. You never have to pay for the show. Unlike other places. Good. What else we got?
Should we start with everyone's Twitter handles and dates?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Go around the room?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, what's up, guys? Brandon Collins.
What's up, B-Boy?
Check me out on American Collins on all social media platforms, AmericanColins.com.
Yeah.
Check out Mike and I's podcast, Comedy Outliers, live show Saturday, November 12th. Sean's Bar and Kitchen, 42 West 48th Street. It will sell out because we've been selling out the past few months.
Nice,
dope
man.
Show.
Yeah.
And then check out my Medium Popcorn movie podcast as well on iTunes, Stitcher, all that stuff too.
Cool.
We'll skip over the stuff.
Yeah, Mike will be right back.
Okay, you can follow me, Oscar Gonzalez at OG Reporter on Twitter and Instagram. And listen to us, the Geeks of New York, me and Deepu.
Mm-hmm.
That comes out on Monday. We're going to episode 3. We talk everything geek, so that's video games, tech, movie, TV, whatever comes up. Comic books, we'll talk about it.
Do the next episode up here so I can see a clean version.
Okay, sounds good.
I'd like to see a clean version.
Yeah.
What do you got besides everything I have?
Yeah, whatever Bobby has, whatever he's gracious enough to let me get on.
Some of my shirts.
Yeah. We've got plenty of True Story Tour shirts. Please come buy some.
Yeah, we get shirts on sale.
Oh, I'm right here.
Sorry.
You angled it towards me.
Oh, that was just grumpy. Hurry up, I gotta go.
At Stavi Baby on Instagram, Stav Comedy, Stav Comedy on Twitter, and of course, listen to Come Town.
Yes.
And Bobby will be on very soon.
Yes, I would love to be on.
So yeah, thanks.
All right, what do you got, Deeps?
Well, first we get the Judy Gold, you know, at Judy,
yep.
JEWDYGOLD, mm-hmm. and on Twitter. And my stuff, R2 Depot, across the board. I'm doing a podcast with him, doing some other podcasts, producing other shows. I'm around.
He is the motherfucker. He's stepping it up. Yeah, what do you got, Mike?
And don't forget to check out the new podcast, Brown Gold, with me.
Judy Gold. If that happens, I'm quitting this podcast. I'm stopping. If I'm the creator of that one.
That's a great name, though.
Listen to it on Riotcast soon.
All right. Listen, great show.
You know,
how was the chat room? Did you read anything in the chat room?
I got some stuff.
Any good stuff? What do you got?
Yeah, they were calling Judy Gold Judy Gomez.
Oh my God.
That's
Judy
really
Gomez is the funniest
That's
thing
hilarious.
I've ever heard.
That's so funny.
Jumites.
Wee.
Go ahead. What else you got?
They said you and Judy should do a bang bang together.
Oh, God.
What does that mean? Scissoring?
What else? Someone also said this podcast is so diverse it looks like a Cheerios commercial.
They just had a black family. That wasn't really.
What else you got?
They said the reason why Stavi was kicked out of or stopped going to college. he was following girls at home at night on campus.
Oh my God. Jesus.
All right. Well, that was actually factual. I mean, is that real?
I disagree with that.
That was
They also said
that case was settled out of court.
Also said Stavi is the 6-year-old son of Judy and Bobby.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Yeah, that'd be,
that'd
cool.
be a fun
family
website.
That was actually fun. All right, well, listen. What do you got, baby?
Just at Lauren Kubera on Twitter, Instagram.
I actually, listen, man, this
at
show.
At Yo Mike Brown, at Yo Mike Brown. Brandon didn't plug me. He's a jerk. At Yo Mike Brown.
I put the show whenever that.
At Yo Mike Brown, follow me. Follow me for all your updates on Mike Brown, on Judy Gold, the new podcast, the thing I'm doing with Bobby, you know, Bobby and Brown, you know what I mean?
Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
All right, I gotta go. Listen, unbelievable show. Yeah. I think it was fucking great. What's up?
It went really well.
Really great. I hope you love the new format. We're going to be changing a lot of things around here. Again, I'd like to go out on Sad Music, and we all stand and rise for Chris Scopo.
Rest in peace, baby.
The best.
Rest in peace, Chris Scopo.
He's alive. He's still alive. We're still friends.
He's dead to me.
I want to put this over Chris's microphone. You guys.
Can we have this bronzed and have a plaque for him? And I'll keep it just
with
that like
big
that.
Ass.
No, put it right over the microphone.
You can go to DraftKings.com, make a new league dedicated to Chris, man. Use that promo code Kelly.
All right, you guys. Chris Scopo, God bless you. Goodbye, everybody.
Yep.
Thanks for listening to You Know What, Dude? Podcast.
the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs. Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs. Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they're all free. And they're all free.